Austin, Texas. It's David Nutt. Keep on dying. Welcome to Real News on this Friday, October the 6th, 2017. I'm David Nutt, your host. We have an interesting show today. We have an economic report saying the U.S. lost 33,000 jobs in September versus an expected 90,000 jobs increase. But, of course, they did expect to see some economic impact from the hurricane. They believe that much of the job loss was related to people who were in service industries like restaurants and hotels and drinking establishments that were impacted by the hurricanes that came through. And that may very well be the case. We hope that is. However, we have to understand that built into this economic recovery that began as soon as President Trump was elected is the expectation that there's going to be tax reform, that the tax reform will be retroactive. And a lot of people have calculated this into their expansion plans. And if this does not go through, there is going to be a fallout from this. This is the first drop in 7 years in terms of September payroll. So the expansion had slowed down enough that the hurricane effect had an impact of losing 33,000 jobs instead of gaining 93,000. And that's something to keep in mind. Now, when we talk about tax reform and we talk about the opposition to it, one of the individuals who is leading the opposition to President Trump, leading the opposition to tax reform itself, is Bob Corker. The Senator Bob Corker said that he's not going to run for reelection. And he said that right after we saw Judge Roy Moore in Alabama defeat the efforts by the establishment GOP Senate to defeat him, spending over $32 million to defeat him and still going down quite easily in Alabama. The very next day, we had Bob Corker see the handwriting on the walls. You have been weighed in the balance, Senator Corker, and found wanting. And so he's on his way out, but not before he burns the house down. This is a guy who would destroy our economy, do anything, just out of spite. And we're going to have Dr. Jerome Corsi talk about Bob Corker. He was a big opposition, this Republican senator, big opposition to Obamacare, to repealing it, to even reforming it in any way. And now he's trying to do the same thing with tax reform. So we're going to be talking about that, but also we're going to be talking about gun control or gun reform. What is going to happen in Congress? We've had some interesting different takes on gun control just the last couple of days. We've seen a lot of Republicans cave on an issue that most of us don't really care about, the bump stocks. And it's seen as a novelty. It's banned on most shooting ranges. Most reputable stores won't sell them. It is something that treats a firearm as a toy, and they are not toys. And it can be very deadly if you shoot it into a massive crowd. And so there's not a lot of firm support for that. But then the other issue is what happens in the way that that is regulated. It can be a slippery slope. And Nancy Pelosi came out and said, we certainly hope that it is a slippery slope. We've made no bones about where we want to go with this. They want to go to full-on banning of guns. And they're not going to do it immediately. As the framers of the Constitution, those who wrote the Bill of Rights, knew, they knew that gun control would come by a gradual infringement. It will come by a gradual infringement. It's not like the First Amendment where they said Congress shall make no law. Congress could just go in and in one stroke they could shut down freedom of the press. They can't do that with guns. They will take them a little bit at a time. And Nancy Pelosi will take whatever she can get. So the question is, what's going to happen with that? We've already seen a cowardly, craven action from Paul Ryan and others on the issue of suppressors. What are they going to do in terms of national reciprocity? That's the big issue. And today in Washington, we expect to see, it's been announced, that the people there in the city of D.C. who were fighting concealed carry and licensing people for handgun licenses, they said they are not going to appeal in a case that they're expected to lose because what they're doing is unconstitutional. So they expected to lose in court. They said they're not going to appeal it to the Supreme Court because they don't want to set a precedent that could affect other gun-free zones throughout the country. So in that respect, we are losing. So we're going to take a look at what's going on with that. And we have some very interesting guests. We have former Senator Coburn, who is also going to be talking to us about what's going on in Washington, how we need to get control of it and control of spending. We'll be right back.
staunch anti-federalist, Patrick Henry was opposed to the Constitution, fearing it would become a monster that would take over not only the sovereign states that had created it, but that it would become a tool to destroy individual liberty. His warnings, ignored, have now come to pass. He said, "You're not to inquire how your trade may be increased, nor how you are to become a great and powerful people, but how your liberties can be secured. For liberty ought to be the direct end of your government." Patrick Henry warned us, "The liberties of a people never were, nor ever will be secure when the transactions of their rulers may be concealed from them." Today, everything the government does at every level is concealed from us. We have trade deals to manage our economy that not even our elected representatives are allowed to see. Later in life, Patrick Henry looked back and said, "When the American spirit was in its youth, the language of America was different. Liberty, sir, was the primary object. Today, our primary concern is safety and comfort, when we should be demanding liberty." For InfoWars.com, I'm David Knight.
Found it. It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News on this Friday, October the 6th, 2017. I'm David Knight. We're going to take a look at some of the issues, as I said, with gun control. Which direction is it going? We're going to try to discern the winds. We also have as guest Dr. Jerome Corsi, who's going to be on, and he's talking about the attempts by Senator Bob Corker to try to oppose tax reform, just as he opposed Obamacare. And it's very important as we see that we lost 33,000 jobs in September. They expected a 90,000 job increase. It's the first drop in 7 years that we've had in terms of September payroll. Now, much of that is due, as I said before, to the effects on service establishments because of the hurricanes that came through. Nevertheless, we are going to have a massive economic fallout if people like Bob Corker can, for whatever reason, block tax reform, block tax cuts. That is an expectation that has been built into the economy over the last year, and that would be a way for him, somebody who opposes President Trump, to do this simply for political means, burning down the country for his own political agenda. This is a guy who's on his way out. He knows that he can't get elected. He knows that people are on to him. We're going to talk to Dr. Jerome Corsi. We're also going to talk to former Senator Coburn, and he has been active as he has left the Senate. He's an individual who was a medical doctor, got elected to Congress, served 3 terms, and said, "I'm not going to serve more than 3 terms when he got elected. He kept that promise. He got out. And then he was in private practice for another 3 years or so, then ran for Senate, was in there for, I don't know, it was 1 or 2 terms. But again, this is not a guy who wants to be a career politician. And he doesn't like career politicians. And he is active right now in efforts to not only control our spending, but in also to have some kind of a term limit that is put on. And so we want to talk to him because we need people like former Senator Coburn, and he needs to wake people up to what's going on in Washington. I want to talk a little bit about some of the things that have come out in terms of gun control as we go through here. But first, let's take a look at President Trump, who went down to the not only to Puerto Rico, but then to Las Vegas in this last week. And I thought there was an interesting editorial from the Washington Times. With neither bombast nor bravado, we have a presidential president. I said this was a week of miserable misery for the nation. The president showed just the proper sense of occasion, writes the Washington Times. First in storm-battered Puerto Rico, then in grief-battered Las Vegas. His remarks in Nevada were particularly poignant. And then he says in Puerto Rico, he was not as solemn or as grave as critics thought he might be. He bantered with the crowds. They met him in San Juan. He even playfully tossed them rolls of paper towel in the crowd. And, you know, he's there shaking hands, pressing the flesh, squeezing the Charmin, tossing it to people. Even men and women who had been battered by wind and rain, he said, need an occasional moment to lighten up. And the president even reminded the local officials who did it, that they have thrown our budget a little out of whack because Puerto Rico is in such deep trouble in terms of they're overspending and in terms of a neglected infrastructure for electricity that now I guess they'll start from the ground up. They would never invest in electricity, so now I guess we will be investing in it. However, the president reminded these people that they'd thrown the budget out of whack, and he said it didn't hurt him to hear that from the president's mouth. And then when you go to Nevada, I want to play a clip for you here of a lady who the press talked to and asked her after the president spent some time with her at her bedside. But they said that it was his appearance in Las Vegas where he shared a heart that was authentically broken. He said, "Our souls are stricken with grief." And he stood with the first lady who showed that, as I said, reflected the sadness and the sorrow that she'd seen in a lot of other faces. He said, "Our souls are stricken for every American who lost a husband or a wife, a mother or a father, a son or a daughter. But what we cannot be defined by, the evil that threatens us or the violence that incites such terror, in the darkest moments, what shines most brightly is the goodness that thrives in the hearts of our people." And then as somebody asked him whether or not this would ignite a new debate about gun control, he didn't take that bait either. At some point, he said, perhaps that will come, but that's not for now. That's for a later time. And so that gives me hope after the comments that he said when people ask him about gun control. He gave them a very terse reply. So we'll talk about that later. Everybody said, well, especially the Democrats, oh, I think we've got an opening because Trump used to not be for the Second Amendment. But I think when he's talking about it in this extended quote here, he says, well, we may talk about that at some point in the future. That debate may come. He's not saying, well, I'm open to it. So hopefully he is not open to it. Hopefully he is going to stand his guns. But I want to play what the lady who he talked to had to say about President Trump when she met him personally.
What was your conversation like with him? Do you remember what he asked?
Yeah, he was asking, like, who played and what we, like, he knew that a lot of people knew it sounded like fireworks, which a lot of people did. And so he was asking what I did and where I went.
Did he offer you words of comfort? Did he say anything that stands out to you?
He said he was amazing. Where was that?
Yeah, he was, like, super nice. He wasn't who we see on social media. He was much more comforting.
What did he say that was so comforting?
I don't know, like, his tone and voice and just the way he was.
His person?
Yeah.
So she was surprised that he wasn't the cartoon figure that she had seen on Saturday Night Live, I presume. You know, it was interesting. As I was driving to work today, I heard somebody say that they had done, a couple of people had done DNA tests on Bernie Sanders and on Larry David, who plays him on Saturday Night Live. And they found out they were cousins, distant cousins, but cousins nevertheless. And they put them in the same room and told him that. What if we found out that Donald Trump and Alec Baldwin were somehow related to DNA? I think we'd have to put the two of them on suicide watch. I don't think either one of them would be very happy about that. Of course, Larry David was very happy about Bernie Sanders because they portray him in a positive light. But Alec Baldwin and Saturday Night Live portray Donald Trump as a cartoon villain. And this lady who met him at the bedside said, he wasn't anything like that. Interestingly enough, wasn't anything like that. We had an interesting back and forth between Donald Trump Jr., who is a big supporter of the Second Amendment. That's one of the best hopes we have, I think, is his sons, who are shooters. They understand the issue, not just from a sportsman standpoint either. Second Amendment is not simply about being able to go hunting. But there was an interesting back and forth on Twitter between Patricia Arquette, an actress, and Donald Trump Jr. Patricia Arquette said, "You may have the right to have a gun, but you don't have a right to shoot it at people because you're simply angry." He came back and he said, "Solid points. Welcome to the Republican Party. That's exactly what we believe. You know, there's laws against shooting at people. There's laws against killing people. Those laws aren't obeyed by the people who do this type of thing." And that's what we continue to say to individuals, that you don't treat law-abiding citizens like convicted criminals. There's a real problem in America. A couple of them, actually. You know, the idea that we can always trade our liberty for the promise of security and somehow it's going to make us safer. Never does. Never does. It just makes us more like slaves. To the degree that we give up your liberty, to that degree, you become somebody else's slave. And that doesn't matter whether that's economic or whether it's about what medicines you take or what medicines are going to be forced upon you. We talked about a mother yesterday who was sent to jail because she would not have her child vaccinated in the scheduled time frame that they had. That was the issue. I mean, she didn't even have objections to vaccines in general. She had already vaccinated her son. She said, I just don't want to do it in the accelerated schedule that you have here. And because of that, the judge said, well, you'll do it like I say so, or I'll send you to jail. She sent her to jail for a week and then vaccinated her son. And the lady had already filled out the exemptions. There's many different types of exemptions in Michigan. But that is the key, folks. Are we going to be slaves? Are we going to realize that people have a presumption of innocence and we should not have to prove that we're not criminals before we go into a hotel or before we fly or before we buy Sudafed? We'll talk about that in a moment. That's a favorite line now of the comedians. It's easier to get Sudafed than it is, or to get guns than it is to get Sudafed. We'll be right back.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the info war. A 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rights freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Right freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value, and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Right is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Thousands of years ago, there was a basic form of chivalry. Our ancestors would hear the drums of war, giving the warriors of the tribe a chance to organize and prepare a defense. 60 years ago, when foreign air forces were approaching filled with bombs, they had drums of their own, air raid sirens. But in the 21st century, there are silent weapons for quiet war. Pathogens added to the food and water, into the lining of plastics that destroy our vitality. Turn off our hormones and accelerate our journey towards death. I personally counter this onslaught with Anthroplex. Anthroplex is designed with known organic concentrated herbs to create the basic foundation to normal metabolic activity inside the human body. Discover why Anthroplex is turning so many heads today. It's time for us to take our bodies back into our own hands. And it starts at InfoWarsLife.com with Anthroplex.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the years. Welcome back to Real News. I'm David Knight on this Friday, October the 6th, 2017. I want to get back to the news. There's a couple of interesting things, an interesting thing that turned up a couple of weeks, 3 weeks before the shooting in Las Vegas that talked kind of specifically about it. And now in retrospect, it's kind of interesting in terms of a conspiracy theory. And we'll talk about that in just a moment. But I want to remind you of the sales that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We have 50% off my favorite supplement, Brain Force Plus. Great way to supercharge your mind, and that's the deepest discount we've ever had off of BrainForce Plus, 50% off. We also have a brand new line of essential oils there at Emmerich's Essentials. Now, that's our line of organic household products, and we now have essential oils available in peppermint, tea tree, and many more. All of Emmerich's Essential Packs are 50% off, and we have 20% off our Alexa Pure Pro water filter and the Alexa Pure Breeze. That's the air filter. And you'll also be able to get 20% off of InfoWars Wake Up America coffee if you put the code WAKEUP in at checkout. And, of course, we have two different blends. We have Patriot Blend and Immune Support Blend. You can get 20% off of those entering the code WAKEUP at checkout. A couple of interesting things that have come out in the last couple of days. First of all, we have a video that's been surfacing around some of the smaller websites. It claims to show a shooter dressed as a security guard opening fire on people with a machine gun. Now, I've looked at this video, and I haven't slowed it down. I haven't been able to determine anything there. I've seen a lot of people pushing this around, but I personally cannot see anything there. I found it interesting to try to find something there because we've had multiple witnesses come forward and say that they believe that there were multiple shooters. One, and I had reported that, said that they were in another hotel and they saw a man who was dressed as a security guard being chased by some other security guards. And there's that video there if you're watching it. I still cannot tell if that is really what's happening. I mean, there's lights flashing, but people are flashing lights as they are running as well. So it's not clear to me that that's the case. Nevertheless, we've had a lot of witnesses coming forth saying that there were several gunmen that were dressed as security guards that were firing into the crowd. We've had the lady who was talking about multiple gunshots with Michael Savage. We played that tape yesterday, and she was questioning how the woman that was standing next to her could have been shot in the stomach in the front when they had their back to the Mandalay Hotel. So who knows? I mean, there was a lot of bullets that were fragmenting and bouncing around. We're still trying to get information. There, however, is an interesting thing that I found. This is a Free Thought Project picked this up, an internet conspiracy theory that predicted attacks on Vegas and predicted the response 3 weeks ago. This was, on Sunday, the 10th of September. And a person who posted on there as anonymous said, look, I feel bad for some of you on this website, so I'll let you in on a little secret. If you live in Las Vegas or Henderson, stay inside tomorrow. Don't go anywhere where there are large groups of people. Also, if you see three black vans parked next to each other, immediately leave the area. You're welcome. He says it's called the High Incident Project. They want to make the American public think that places with extremely high security aren't safe. They're trying to create more regulations. You will see laws proposed within the next few years to put up more metal detectors and other security devices. Media and politicians will be saying that places with lots of police need even more police. I can't guarantee anything will happen tomorrow, but Las Vegas is on their minds. So he doesn't know at that point, and nothing did happen the next day. That happened another couple of weeks after that. He says, if their plan is successful, the state of Nevada will pass a law in the future making all casinos have mandatory metal detectors. We've already seen that happen immediately at the Wynn Hotel. And to have backscatter machines. These are machines that are made by Michael Chertoff, what we call the body scanners. He says, soon after, a federal law will be passed to put all these machines in universities, high schools, federal buildings, you name it. OSI Systems and Chertoff are the main producers of these machines. Sometime around 2020, Chertoff and OSI will merge into a single company. After they merge, the owners will sell off all their stock and make billions in profit. Mr. Chertoff has been in contact with Sheldon Adelson. Mr. Adelson will become a huge sponsor of these machines, and he'll be the first to put them in his casinos when the law passes. This is my last message for now. Don't expect me to return anytime soon. Well, we know that Chertoff had his body scanners, or the backscatter machines, as they call them, had the things designed, built, and ready to ship in mass quantity when we had the false flag of the underwear bomber. And we had Kurt Haskell talk to us about the fact that he was on that flight. He's a lawyer. I think he's from Michigan. But he was flying on that flight, and he said he saw the guy who was the underwear bomber. He said the guy looked like he was drunk, could barely move around, and he saw a guy in a suit come over and take him up to the person who was doing the tickets and everything, and talk to her about getting this guy on the plane. So he's kind of ushered on the plane. He thought that was very suspicious because the guy looked like a kind of a drugged out bum, and he's being escorted around by a guy in a suit who gets him on the plane. And then he turned out to be the underwear bomber, and it turned out that Chertoff just happened to have all these things built and ready to ship. And so that's a very interesting set of posts that happened 3 weeks ago. 3 weeks ago, he put that stuff out. Meanwhile, Sheriff David Clark was tweeting out, says he thinks that the Las Vegas investigation is very suspicious. He says, I've been in law enforcement nearly 40 years, and I'm suspicious about everything. We need to engage the public more. And I think what he's talking about is the fact that we have so much secrecy with everything the government does, especially the FBI. And they are not transparent. Nobody in the government is, but especially the FBI. And we've seen the FBI being used for political agendas quite a bit, especially against President Trump. And I think one of the key things that we need to be concerned about, as I've said many times, and it's kind of a separate issue, but in some ways it isn't, the fact that we have the surveillance state that's being run, the massive surveillance state that we put in the wake of 9/11, that William Binney and other whistleblowers warned us about immediately. But nobody paid any attention to them until Ed Snowden. They told us, and William Binney, who is the global technical head of the NSA, has said multiple times that he has spent his career watching and monitoring the East German Stasi. And he said the capability that we currently have, he says, we're not going to become the Stasi. We're far beyond the Stasi already. And now we have seen all of these powers being used politically and continue to be used politically. We have seen these individuals like James Clapper lie under oath, lie to the American public, lie to the senators that are there. And, of course, the senators knew what the answer was. They were trying to get him to tell the public. He wouldn't tell the public. They wouldn't come after him when he committed perjury. And now we see that they've been using this in a political way against their political opponents. The Trump administration, the Trump team, unveiling people illegally, spying on people illegally. So this is something that we need to pay close attention to, folks. We are turning into a police state. There's absolutely no doubt about it. And whenever we see something like this, whatever is behind it, whether it's one shooter or whether it's a conspiracy, we have to understand how they're going to use this and how they're using it right now. So we're going to talk about the moves for gun control. The fact that Nancy Pelosi says, I hope we're on a slippery slope. We're going to play that clip for you. We're going to talk about what's going on right now in Washington. I'm David Knight. This is Real News. We'll be right back.
Dr. Grip, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees, spreading disease around. We have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all this stuff. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And, folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
Refresh your breath with Emrex Essentials Organic Mouthwash. Our formula is made from organic herbal ingredients to help stimulate the gums and provide a cleansing effect while adding a pleasant, refreshing taste. Emrex Essentials Mouthwash is non-GMO, certified organic, made without alcohol, chemicals, or other artificial ingredients such as flavors, fragrances, or dyes. The pure organic plant extracts are concentrated, containing antibacterial properties that work well to help tone gums and freshen your breath. This antiseptic mouthwash is a concentrated formula. You will need to dilute one part mouthwash to 10 parts water. Emrex Essentials Mouthwash is a great addition to your daily brushing routine. It is effective, yet gentle enough for the most sensitive gums and canker sores. Go organic today with Emrex Essentials. Visit InfoWarsStore.com to learn more. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
It's not just our water we need to filter. It's not just our food that needs to be clean. It's the air we're breathing, especially for our children. The artificial particulates, the chemicals, is absolutely weighing down our immune systems. The same team based right here in America that brought you the Alexa Pure groundbreaking water filtration systems have now developed Alexa Pure Breeze. Whether it's your home or office, you owe it to yourself, your coworkers, your family, your children to do the best job you can to purify your air. The elite are masters at poisoning our environment while themselves doing things that mitigate or avoid most of the toxic effects for themselves. The general public doesn't. The Alexa Pure Breeze would be a steal at $300, $400, $500. One of these systems can keep 800 square feet incredibly clean. This is a system I'm personally putting in throughout my house, replacing older, more expensive filters that didn't do as good a job. Find out why this system is so revolutionary today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Cutting through the electronic Berlin Wall of disinformation, it's your host, live and uncensored, David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. It's Friday, October the 6th, 2017. Let's take the pulse of what is going on with gun control, because that is the attack that is continuing. The attack and the shooting in Las Vegas took a lot of lives, injured a lot of people. A lot of people are still suffering, not only grief, but the people who did not die are still suffering physically. We reported yesterday about one individual who saved 30 people. And that had been shot. He carried them to safety. He's basically acting as a medic. While he was doing that, he got shot in the shoulder and shot in the neck. And then a police officer put his finger in the wound, stopped the bleeding long enough so they could save his life. They were not able to remove the bullet. He is in constant pain. So suffering from that shooting is still going on. But let's understand that the Democrats didn't waste any time to crank up their agenda. So regardless of what is behind this, let's say that the government narrative that it is one guy who is thoroughly evil and an accountant who becomes Jason Bourne, and he's able to do all this stuff completely on his own. And I just told you, Sheriff Clark's not buying it. The sheriff of Clark County there in Las Vegas is not buying that he acted alone. He thinks that he had some help. But let's just go with the official story here for a moment. This guy acted alone, lone shooter. It's always a lone shooter, isn't it? And he did all this damage to people. Now what are they going to do? They're going to use this as an effort to enact a lot of gun control. So where are we with this right now? We've seen the Republicans come out, many Republicans immediately coming out and pushing for gun control items. And again, attacking a device that most people see as something of a novelty, something of a toy. And responsible adults realize that firearms are not toys. And so it's banned on most shooting ranges. And it is banned in reputable gun stores. They don't bother with this. And so a lot of people are not going to stand up for that and say, well, we don't want that. We'll throw that under the bus. We're not going to die on that hill. But then the question is it a slippery slope? And Nancy Pelosi says she hopes so. Politico likes to make some hay out of this by saying, well, the NRA bans these bump stocks even at its own firing range. Well, yeah, pretty much anybody that's responsible that doesn't take the point of view that firearms are toys and that you ought to horse around with something like that on a firing range with a lot of people out there. Anybody who owns something doesn't want to be liable for something that happens like that with immature individuals who are going to play with firearms like toys would ban it on their firing range. But let's take a look at what the NRA is doing. The NRA chief, Wayne LaPierre, he's the CEO, said, according to The Hill, he said, this Hollywood crowd that makes billions of dollars a year, every single day they're teaching gun irresponsibility to the American public. The hypocrisy is beyond belief. So again, the Hollywood crowd that's making billions of dollars a year, and every single day they're teaching gun irresponsibility to the American public. And yet they want to take guns away from responsible, law-abiding citizens. They even mock the NRA because they would not allow this bump stock on their firing range. Well, it's not responsible. They're going to tell people they're going to have certain rules. You have certain rules about what you can do with weapons on a firing range. They require hearing protection typically and other things. And so that's just part of being responsible on a firing range. But of course, the left doesn't understand the difference between being responsible and irresponsible. They don't think anybody should be responsible for anything, including feeding themselves or getting work. But he goes on to say, this is Wayne LaPierre, they criticize me for saying that people ought to be able to protect themselves from murderers, from rapists, from robbers. And then they make billions depicting every night those same situations. Constantly showing everybody with a gun, protecting themselves from violent predators. He said the hypocrisy coming out of Hollywood is beyond belief, and the American public doesn't buy into it. He's absolutely right. We see that hypocrisy. So now what is the NRA saying? The NRA is saying, all right, let's let the ATF reevaluate these bump stocks, and then I want Congress to do its job and to pass national reciprocity. Understand, that was the key piece of legislation, and it's been there since the beginning of the year. Pass national reciprocity. What does that mean? That means that if you have followed all the laws and applied for all the permits and had all the background checks and been vetted in your state, and you've been licensed to carry, then you should not be thrown in jail by some gun-grabbing nuts in New Jersey, for example, because they don't recognize the fact that you are a law-abiding citizen who has been thoroughly checked in every single way. Instead, they're going to say, oh, you got a gun on you, you're going to jail for quite a while. So they're trying to get national reciprocity so that people are not in jeopardy for this. And I understand all the people, every time we talk about gun control, I always get people who are commenting and saying, Second Amendment is my license to carry. And I understand that. But you also understand that they can destroy your life by putting you in jail for a great deal of time. And if you resist that, they will literally kill you. And we don't want to have a situation like that. And so just as they have taken our rights by a process of gradual infringement, we are going to start moving the fence in the other direction till we get it back to the appropriate property line. I think that's the right way to approach this. Now, as they're pointing out in Breitbart, they say the NRA released a statement yesterday, called on the Congress to allow the BATF to evaluate the bump stocks while they get on with the work that everybody's been waiting on since January the 3rd. And that is to make sure that we have national reciprocity. Now, they had already added the Hearing Protection Act to that, and we'll mention that again just briefly. That's the thing that is so distressing to see Paul Ryan and so many others in the GOP cave to that after Hillary Clinton's ignorant tweets on this. Can you imagine if she was president? I mean, we could just, that's one thing to be extremely grateful to God for, that we do not have Hillary Clinton as president. And yet again, we've seen an example of this. Boy, she would be, I can't even imagine what she would be doing. She'd probably be creating executive orders at this point. Now, on the side of reciprocity and on the side of being able to carry, remember, it was after the shooting of the congressman where Congressman Scalise was severely injured, that there was a lot of talk about, we're going to do this at the very least for members of Congress, because members of Congress live in one of the worst gun freedom jurisdictions in the country, the greatest gun control jurisdictions, and that's District of Columbia. And the Daily Caller points out that in the midst of all the lawmakers that are trying to look at new gun control legislation, in the wake of the shooting in Las Vegas, the District of Columbia has now decided not to appeal a court order that blocked the city's restrictions on concealed carry. This was reported by the Washington Post yesterday. The decision not to appeal was made by the D.C. Attorney General Carl Racine, and it comes as the U.S. Court of Appeals for the D.C. Circuit is expected to hand down an order today that carries out a ruling that struck down the city's quote-unquote good reason requirement for people in the district wanting licenses to carry concealed firearms. And we're going to talk about this when we look at some of the rhetoric from the people in the GOP. They have adopted some of the same rhetoric that we hear from the gun controllers, from the Democrats. You ought to have a good reason for that thing that you want to have. Well, I don't have to have a good reason. You got to have a good reason to take it away from me. That's what the Bill of Rights is about. That's why we have the presumption of innocence. If we're law-abiding citizens, you don't have a right to take something away from me. You have to have the good reason. I don't have to have the good reason to travel. I don't have to have a good reason to take medication. I don't have to have a good reason not to take medication. I don't have to have a good reason to drive a car. You better have a really good reason to keep me as an individual, and you have blanket prohibitions on certain things. You don't have the authority for that under the Ninth and Tenth Amendment. That's what we have to look at. That's the mindset that we have to get to. So what he said, according to the Washington Post, was that he still supports the idea that they can restrict people from having guns unless they prove to him that they have a good reason. But he's afraid that he's going to lose this argument in the Supreme Court, even though he thinks it's constitutional. Even in this Supreme Court, he thinks he's going to lose. And he doesn't want to set a precedent. Stay with us when we come back. We're going to take a look at further issues in gun control. It's absolutely amazing. I'm David Knight. This is Real News. We'll be right back.
You know, someone very profoundly once said many years ago that if fascism ever comes to America, it'll come in the name of liberalism.
You're a white male! You're a white man!
Welcome to The War Room, the latest expansion in InfoWars live broadcasting. We are live weekdays from 3 to 6 p.m. Central at InfoWars.com/show and this YouTube channel right here that you've landed on. Please subscribe to the channel for updates and notifications. You can follow us on Twitter at War Room Show. We are going to have the most powerful guests, the most powerful hosts. We'll be hearing from Alex Jones regularly, as well as taking your phone calls. The liberal establishment media has controlled the narrative for too long. The silent majority is no longer silent. This is The War Room.
Protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrex Essentials. Perfect for face and body, this natural, unscented sunscreen can be worn at all times of the day whenever you need sun protection. We source ingredients from nature, producing a product free of harmful chemicals and toxins. This natural lotion contains 21% zinc oxide, which is the largest particle size used, and we do not use nanoparticles. The larger the particle, the safer it is for your body. The organic oils help hydrate the skin, leaving it nice and smooth. The truly natural fragrance-free sunscreen for the most sensitive skin. Emerx Essentials wants you to enjoy the sun and strives to bring you organic products to enhance your life. Naturally protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emerx Essentials. Stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new SPF 30 sunscreen lotion.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. It's Friday, October the 6th, 2017. I'm David Knight. Before we get back to the news, I want to and I've got an interesting clip here to play for you from Chuck Woolery from 5 years ago. You know, not everybody in Hollywood is an idiot. And he was not an actor. He was a game show host. He had a lot of different game shows that he hosted. Wheel of Fortune, Live Connection, Dating Game, Price is Right. A lot of those. He did Wheel of Fortune before Pat Sajak took over. So I'm going to play you a clip of Chuck Woolery talking about gun control in just a moment. Before we do, real quickly, I want to remind you of what we have on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Big sale. Deepest we've ever discounted, BrainForce Plus. 50% off. A great way to focus your mind, to supercharge your brain. BrainForce Plus now 50% off. We have Alexa Pure Pro, the water filter, 20% off. We also have Alexa Pure Breeze, 20% off. And we have InfoWars Life Secret 12. That's our vitamin B12 formulation that is liquid. That is now 40% off. A great way to take B12. You don't have to get the shots. You can just put this under your tongue. It's a very pure form of vitamin B12. We also have 20% off InfoWars Wake Up America Coffee. You can get that in either the two blends that we have. We have a Patriot blend and we have an immune support blend. Just enter the code WAKEUP at checkout and you'll get 20% off InfoWars Wake Up America. That's easy to remember that code. Same code as the name of the coffee. Wake Up. Put that in at checkout. Get 20% off InfoWars Wake Up America. Let's play this clip of Chuck Woolery I haven't seen this, but the people in the crew have, and they thought it was great. So leave my mic on so I can comment on this while we're playing this. But this is Chuck Woolery on gun control 5 years ago.
Americans, the left's attack on assault weapons is back. There is no doubt that it's a tragedy when anyone takes the life of another without cause. But to blame assault weapons for these tragedies would be like, well, blaming airplanes for the 9/11 attacks.
Wait a minute, they did that.
The problem lies with the perpetrator, not the tool used to commit the crime. The left is now screaming from the rooftops that there is no good reason for any American to own an assault weapon, that they're not good weapons for defense or for hunting. Frankly, they're missing the point. Take it from my philosophical guru and life coach, Ice-T.
You know, the right to bear arms is because that's the last form of defense against tyranny.
That's why fellow rapper Ice-T and I are in poppin' lockstep on gun control, regardless of any East Coast-West Coast rap rivalry. Well, if the advice of a couple of aging rappers isn't enough for you, how about these reasons? Number one. The Constitution. The libs are already saying Chuck's off his meds again and he's back talking about that old outdated historical document, the Constitution. Doesn't he get it that it doesn't apply today? Sorry to break it to you, but as of right now, the Constitution is still the law of the land. And since we are a nation of laws, not men, we need to follow it carefully. Number two, the Second Amendment allows for assault weapons. The left argues that the Founding Fathers didn't even know what an assault weapon was. As usual, this argument's wrong again. To say that the Constitution limits the kinds of guns we can own would be like saying it also limits the kinds of religion people can practice. How would it be if some people thought you could practice Catholicism, but not Scientology? Our Founding Fathers wanted every citizen to be armed equal to the army in case of takeover by a tyrannical government. They wanted us to have protection from them. How would things have been different in Nazi Germany had the people been armed? Think about the protesters that have been killed by their own government in Iran. An armed society would not have that problem. Number three, assault weapons act as a deterrent against foreign invasion. During World War II, the Emperor of Japan instructed his commanders to plan an invasion of America. He felt very empowered after Pearl Harbor and believed our military to be very weak, which, at the time, it was. The commander-in-chief of the Japanese Navy, Isoroku Yamamoto, told the emperor, and I quote, "You cannot invade the mainland of the United States. There would be a rifle behind every blade of grass." Notice, he did not talk about fearing the U.S. Army. It was the American people that he feared.
Good point.
Eventually, Yamamoto would stop trying to attack us and instead started selling us terrific fishing lures, which I'm a big fan of. It is the fact that there is a gun behind every blade of grass that prevents any other country from even thinking about invading our nation. Take away the assault rifles and you have weakened that defense. Number four, there's already a ban on assault rifles. Well, you don't hear that very much, but there has been tight controls on assault rifles since 1934. Well, how can that be? The U.S. military defines an assault rifle as something that can fire intermediate power cartridges on selective fire. For you girly men watching, that means automatic fire, like a machine gun. The left invented the term assault weapon to describe rifles that bear some similarity to real assault rifles, like this one. This way, they can make it against the law to own a gun that looks like an assault weapon. Really, is it against the law to look like something else? In that case, shouldn't Henry Waxman be arrested for resembling Ratatouille? Number five, handguns kill people too. Some nut jobs claim that assault weapons are too dangerous. Really? So you find a Glock 40 caliber is just to be a little dangerous? All guns are deadly in the wrong hands. And number six, we need the jobs. The gun industry employs 184,000 people. And these are good paying jobs, averaging $45,000 a year. A ban on so-called assault weapons will result in laying off thousands of these workers. But of course, that's no big deal since we don't have an unemployment problem. Crazed criminals shooting up innocent people is a tragedy. But all the gun bans in the world will not stop them. Criminals will always find the weapons they need to carry out their crimes. The only people that will be going unarmed are the law-abiding citizens like you and me. When you hear people talk about banning assault weapons, know that the real assault weapon is the liberal media. They are attacking your constitutional rights. It's a slippery slope. First it will be assault weapons, then ammunition, then handguns, and on and on and on. I'm Chuck Woolery, trying to save the Constitution, one amendment at a time.
He made some great points there. And of course, you know, the point that he made about the Japanese being more afraid of the American militia, the American public being armed than they were of the American army, is a great point to make. And, you know, when you talk about the deterrence to invasion by a foreign power, it's also a deterrence to tyranny by a domestic government. And just as we saw in Catalonia on the same day that the shooting was happening in Las Vegas, I think we need to keep remembering that. And when we talk about the modifications, I mean, if they come after this and say that they're going to consider any modifications to make a firearm fire fully automatic, if they're going to consider that to fall under the 1934 Firearms Act, that would be one way that they would do it that would keep it from going down a slippery slope any further. But if they come out and say that they're going to allow the ATF to regulate anything, regardless of whether it is connected to the central firing mechanism or not. That's why the ATF, after reviewing it multiple times under the Clinton, under the Obama administration, said, no, this isn't part of the actual firing mechanism, so we're not going to regulate that. That is a slippery slope. And that is something that would allow them to ban guns simply because of the way they look. Start to regulate the way the stock looks and so forth. Because as I've said before, to a liberal, an assault weapon is something that they find threatening. And they find all guns to be threatening. And so when we look at the situation with the bump stock, they point out on Breitbart that somehow Obama, even though he did a lot of executive orders in the wake of the Sandy Hook incident, he did not, in the 23 executive actions that he issued, he did not do anything about the bump stock gun. Instead, he was obsessing over smart gun technology and tightening up background checks. And that's where the Democrats still remain on those two issues. That's what they're talking about. And then he points out one can attribute that to mere oversight, but Obama's failure to ban the bump stock is a reminder that people with evil intentions will often sadly be one step ahead of the law. Or we can put it this way, that evil people will always find a tool. We talked about yesterday, a woman killing her husband with two frying pans, repeatedly beating him. Or the tool of choice of Islamic terrorists, the knife and the sword, or the truck. You can use anything to kill people. It's the tool. And if you're going to focus on the tool, then nothing that we have is safe, and no freedom that we have is safe. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight. This is Real News. Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Not sorry when snowflakes can't handle the truth. It's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. I'm David Knight. Let's take a look at some of the headlines that are coming out today. Some of the news, we have President Trump slashing federal climate advocate position. Talk about draining the swamp. Talk about saving taxpayers some money with wasteful spending. That is a key issue. Getting a better deal for American taxpayers has been a stated goal of President Trump since he started his campaign to be the nation's chief executive 2 years ago, says WND. He's targeted some international trade agreements like NAFTA. He's pulled us out of the Paris Climate Accord. And now it looks like the massive yearly U.S. contributions to the UN might start to take a hit. But this is very good news that he would be slashing the federal climate advocate position. Meanwhile, they have the border wall is also passing its first hurdle in terms of getting funding. On the downside, we have Russia signing a $3 billion deal, arms deal with Saudi Arabia. You recall, it was just a couple of days ago that we pointed out that Russia was going to, that Saudi Arabia was going to invest $10 billion into the Russian economy, that the two countries are going to sign an energy deal together. And now we've got Saudi Arabia buying $3 billion worth of Russian arms. They're moving very close together. And you understand that if you know the history of the American dollar and you understand what Richard Nixon and Henry Kissinger did when they took us off the gold standard and they used Saudi Arabia pumping up a petrodollar to back up our fiat currency. And of course, arms deals with Saudi Arabia were part of that, as were their agreement to buy treasury bills for the United States government. That's what has allowed the U.S. dollar to be the world's reserve currency. And it has allowed us to get away with a lot of fiscal irresponsibility. And so this is something that is very concerning if you understand the economic impact that will happen if the petrodollar deal falls apart and we're still on this fiat currency on slippery ground. So this is a movement together with Russia and Saudi Arabia on a number of fronts economically and now even with arms deal that parallels the kind of stuff that we saw with the petrodollar. And it's not only Russia, but it's also China that is trying to move away from the American dollar according in addition to Venezuela, Iran, other oil-producing countries, there's a lot of pressure to destroy the petrodollar. Trump has a decision to make on whether or not he's going to release the JFK assassination files. This is the 25th anniversary of the JFK Assassination Records Collection Act. There's a lot of documents about the JFK assassination, and of course, there's people questioning the official story that caused the FBI and others to coin the term conspiracy theory. We were told that it was a lone shooter, but we had individuals as well as the Zapruder film that seemed to indicate that there were shots coming in another direction, as well as the questions about how one bullet, one magic bullet, that we had an explanation from Senator Arlen Specter, the magic bullet explanation that made his political career. He was just a supporting lawyer there in Washington at the time, but it was such a wonderful little bit of fantasy that it made him a senator for life in payment. So a lot of people would like to get some more information about the JFK assassination. That, I think, was one of the key things that set off people's distrust of the American government. Meanwhile, we have Governor Jerry Brown signing a bill to make California a sanctuary state. I guess he's only disturbed that he can't, that he wasn't the first one to do it. We already had the Republican governor of Illinois essentially doing the same thing. He signed the bill yesterday. It prevents law enforcement officers from talking about immigration status during routine interactions. And it will have a lot of other issues that will come up as part of that as well. Prince Charles is praising the Somali pirates. We love our Somalis, don't we? Especially Prince Charles. He says because they have been so effective in keeping shipping out of the area because of their piracy, there's now been a fish explosion. Hey, look, this is something more than just trying to find a silver lining on a cloud. And I'll mention that briefly when we come back from the break. I'm David Knight. This is Real News. And then we're going to talk a little bit about where gun control is in this particular agenda. We'll be right back.
Enjoy all natural bath and beauty products with Emmerich's Essentials. We are proud to bring you a collection of organic-based household products at InfoWarsStore.com, including non-nano SPF 30 zinc oxide sunscreen, DEET-free herbal bug spray, concentrated peppermint mouthwash, unscented body wash, tea tree shampoo, and long-lasting natural deodorant. Emmerich's Essentials is free of chemicals and toxins that may harm your body. We carefully select pure and simple ingredients to create formulas that are certified USDA made with organic. Our mission is to offer you everyday organic household products to enhance your life. Truly feel the difference by going organic natural without compromising on quality. Feel good about using Emmerich's Essentials. Start saving money and stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new Emmerich's Essentials line of organic products. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Found it. It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. I'm David Knight on this Friday, October the 6th, 2017. As we were going to break, I started to talk about this story from Prince Charles praising Somali pirates because they caused a fish explosion. And this is more than just loving our Somalis, as Alex Jones would sing when he's auto-tuned. We love our Somalis. Certainly Prince Charles does. He says, as a result of the Somali pirates, there hasn't been any fishing there for the last 10 or 15 years. They've scared away anybody from sending a ship through that area. But I want you to understand that this is more than just putting a happy face on this. Prince Charles is somebody who has been with the hardcore environmentalists, the anti-human environmentalists, the zero population environmentalists. He's been pushing, along with the Pope's advisor, John Schellenhuber, he's been pushing this Earth League, the idea that we'd have a planetary Congress, that we would have a planetary court, that type of thing. And these people are already pushing the idea that we need to, and have been for quite a while, they're also pushing the idea that we need to reduce human population. And I guess the clearest statement of this is the way that these individuals have adopted the Gaia theory. It's first put out there by a scientist named Lovelock, and he subsequently pushed back against that. But it was all the rage last time I was in the UK back in 2000. Everybody was talking about the Gaia theory, and they were having interviews with Lovelock and other people. And in their view, humans are a virus. And the Earth is a living, sentient creature. And that was the viewpoint that was put out by Jennifer Lawrence and her boyfriend, director Darren Aronofsky, in that bomb, Mother! Exclamation mark, which nobody went to see. And then Darren Aronofsky said, well, we intended it to be offensive. We wanted it to be a punch in the face to the people who come to see our movie. So evidently he didn't want to make any movie, any money. He didn't want to sell any tickets. And he didn't. So, see, he wasn't a failure after all. he wanted to make a movie that everybody hated. And he succeeded in that. Everybody hates that movie. They hate it from a film perspective that follows Jennifer Lawrence and the camera is so close to her face like 90% of the time, and looks like it's going to hit it any moment. One of the worst films ever, according to many of the critics. But they wanted to punch you in the face. And I sincerely believe that, because they don't want you on this planet. They hate Christianity. They hate God. That was what the movie was about. It was a metaphor about that. But they hate all of humanity. And they don't want any of you around. And Prince Charles is one of their leaders. And that's one of the reasons why he thinks it's great that the Somali pirates are there. Great that we have a big fish explosion, because, you know, that all falls into this Gaia thing. You know, the planet is recovering and we need to expel humans. And the Somali pirates did that in a small area. So let's praise that. Let's hold that up as a model for people. That's really what he's doing there. Now, we also had some news today that broke talking about the much lower than expected jobs numbers. And of course, it was impacted severely by the hurricanes. A lot of service jobs that were impacted in that. But it was significantly lower than they had anticipated, which says that maybe the economy has kind of not continued to grow, but maybe is going sideways instead of going up. Because we have to have tax reform that has been built into the economic recovery that has been underway since President Trump won the election. But as we look at these newest job numbers, I want you to remember, and this is something we haven't talked about this week because of the shooting, but there is a GOP bill, again, it's the Republicans, coming after our freedoms, coming after our jobs. There's a GOP bill to import 1 million low-wage replacements for U.S. food workers. Now, what we were talking about today was the fact that we lost 33,000 service jobs. And I said, ooh, that's not good. We're talking about 1 million jobs. And these are at the low end of the scale, service jobs. And this goes back to October the 3rd. This is the beginning of the week. House Republicans are expected to approve a gigantic H-2C guest worker bill. They're expected to approve it this week. It allows the nation's food industry to employ 1 million low-wage foreign guest workers, regardless of how many Americans would lose their skilled or unskilled jobs in fields, orchards, cattle ranches, dairy farms, food industry, seafood ports, meat packing plants, food processing factories. Okay, so this is, they can hurt the economy far more than they could even by missing the tax reform package. And this would be an immediate effect on the economy. As they point out, the guest worker bill may also deliver cheap replacement workers to urban restaurants. And this is just what we saw with this big drop in employment because of the hurricane bill, because of the hurricane hitting. This bill could have even a larger effect. It could hurt not just the rural areas and the farms and the ports that are bringing in seafood, but it could also impact urban restaurants. Because it includes employees who process food, quote, for further distribution. And that could be very broadly interpreted to mean anybody that packages bulk food for use in restaurant chains and so forth. The H-2C program is a logical expansion, writes Breitbart, of the federal government's longstanding business-first, cheap labor national economic strategy. So that's why it's being led by the GOP. As we said before, the GOP wants cheap workers. That's why we have open borders. The GOP wants cheap workers, and the Democrats want compliant voters. And if we don't do something about those forces, if you build a wall, it isn't going to really make much difference. There will be one way to get over it or around it or under it or through it. If you have the magnet of jobs, of welfare, of free education, and you have the implication that if anybody can get here and stay here for a couple of years without being thrown out, that they're going to get amnesty at some point in the future. And that is clearly what people understand at this point. Barack Obama was just doing it by executive order. But we have had many instances in the past, beginning with Ronald Reagan, where they said, we have a massive number of people here. We don't want to send them home. Let's give them amnesty, but let's fix the borders. But they didn't fix the factors that were pulling people into our country. And unless you stop giving them jobs because they will work cheaper than Americans, unless you stop giving them our jobs, giving them our tax money, and giving them amnesty, you will never get control of the borders. It's just that simple. And they point out Democrats are likely to oppose this bill because it what it does to the low-end employees, but also because it only provides 10,000 green cards per year to the agricultural workers. So, again, they will oppose it perhaps because it does a little bit of immigration restriction, and that's why the GOP will always say, well, you know, we'll let the people in, we'll let them stay here, but we'll put a little bit of restrictions on this. If they lower the number of green card workers, it is very easy to raise the number of green card workers. And if we're not going to get tax reform because we've got people like Bob Corker opposing it for political reasons, not caring what damage it does to the American economy, and if we have the GOP liberalizing the guest worker program numbers, this is not going to look good for the economy. Let's talk about the narrative that's coming out of Hollywood. The idea some comedians have been selling now that it is easier to buy guns than Sudafed. And we've had a couple of comedians putting this out. We've had Stephen Colbert. We've had another guy named Hewley, I think is his name. I've never seen this comedian before, D.L. Hewley. He says, it's harder in America to buy two packs of Sudafed than it is to buy 10 assault weapons. Well, no, actually it isn't. But you might ask, why should the federal government be involved in either transaction under the Constitution? Where is their authority to do that? Where is the authority? You think that you're going to be made safer? You know, the conservatives support the restrictions on Sudafed, and the liberals support the restrictions on the Second Amendment. And we all lose our freedom off of that. He says, why would you be comfortable giving one man that kind of power on the American streets, says the comedian. Well, maybe he's making a joke, because I don't know why these comedians who consistently support Black Lives Matter telling people that the cops are killers and they're evil, then they want to turn around and say nobody but the cops should have the guns. How do you figure that out? How do you figure out the liberal mind? I don't know. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, Toxic Metal and Chemical Defense Support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
Joe Biggs here with InfoWars.com. Today I want to talk to you about guns, why we have them, why the Bill of Rights guarantees that we can have them, and why my right to have a gun is more important than your right to rail against it in the press. I believe every good journalist needs to know why the Second Amendment must be considered more essential than the First Amendment. This may be a bitter pill to swallow, but the right to keep and bear arms is not an outdated, dusty idea some old dead white guy dreamed up in fear of the redcoats. No, it is just as essential to liberty today as it was in 1776. The original amendments we refer to as the Bill of Rights contain 10 of what the constitutional framers termed unalienable rights. The Bill of Rights came to us with blinders on. It doesn't recognize color or class or wealth. It protects not just the rights of actors or editors or reporters, but extends even to those we love to hate. This is a small excerpt from Charlton Heston.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rights freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Right freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Right is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. It's Friday, October the 6th, 2017, and joining us now is former Senator Thomas Coburn. He was a doctor, a practicing physician in Oklahoma until 2015. He'd served as a U.S. Congressman from Oklahoma from 1995 to 2001, and this is what I liked about Dr. Coburn, or Senator Coburn, was that he honored his term to serve just three terms in Congress and then went back to private practice. Kind of like Cincinnatus, kind of like George Washington. And then in 2004, he ran for U.S. Senate. He served two terms as a senator, and then he retired from that, and now he has retired from being a doctor as well. But he's authored several books. One of those is Breach of Trust, How Washington Turns Outsiders into Insiders. Yeah, we've seen that many times, haven't we? And The Debt Bomb, A Bold Plan to Stop Washington from Bankrupting America. And his latest book is published by WND, Smashing the DC Monopoly, Using Article 5 to Restore Freedom and to Stop America's Runaway Government. So joining us now is former Senator Thomas Coburn. Thank you for joining us, Senator.
Oh, I'm happy to be with you.
Tell us a little bit about your view. What's coming up right now is tax reform. And we've seen both with Obamacare and now with tax reform, we've seen a lot of Republican senators taking the lead and saying they're not going to support this. And this is something that is really going to be devastating to us if we don't get tax reform in, because the expectations of business owners, the expectations of Wall Street have been built into the fact that we would have some kind of a tax relief. And I think this is going to be a massive impact on the economy if this fails, like we saw Obamacare fail. Why do we have this problem in Washington with these people? I know that many of them see themselves staying there for life, unlike you. You went there to do a job. But give us a little bit of an insight as to what's going on with the GOP Senate.
Well, I think right now it's real early on the tax bill. There's two areas of contention. One is can you take away the deduction for state and local taxes? And if you do that, does that have a negative impact in some Republican senators' minds? I don't know that anybody has totally said they're not going to support this tax package. I think what we're seeing is jockeying, and the faster it moves, the better it is for the American public, because then the moneyed interest can't get in and cut their deals in the tax writing.
Sure.
So I think the plan is a good one. What you'll probably see is the deduction for state and local taxes stay in as a compromise to get those people without a spine to do the best thing. There's no question it's unfair on those low tax states to actually carry more of the tax burden because of the high tax burden in the high tax states.
And of course, so in those high tax states, the people that are getting most of the deductions are going to be high income individuals, unlike what
right.
the Democrats are telling us. It's the people who are very wealthy in those states that are going to really see the impact of losing that deduction. So we're talking about rich people in high tax states that the Democrats are supporting here.
Right. I agree. I agree. But the practicality is tax bills are tough because there is, you know, there's hundreds of millions of dollars being spent on lobbyists right now trying to influence this very bill. The good things are is increasing in the standard deduction, going to three tax rates instead of five. Allowing expensing for businesses, lowering tax rates for businesses, lowering the corporate rate, converting LLCs into corporations, which will lower the tax rates for those. So overall, it's a great tax plan. I fully expect this tax bill to get out and,
you think
and
it will.
Pass. I do. I do.
Because it's on a very tight schedule. They're trying to get this done before they take another vacation. And so a lot of people are very concerned that that isn't going to happen. Think they can pull things together?
I think we're very premature in judging what's going to happen with this. You know, the Senate, NZ in the Senate has a budget coming out, that'll be, complementary to this tax bill. So I think what we have to do is wait. These are the hardest bills to get through, but that's not on the basis of partisanship. It's on the basis of heavy lobbying, for the cowardly members of both the Senate and the House to do what is best in the country interest versus doing what's best for the lobbyists. And so that's why these are difficult. But I fully expect, since they've not achieved anything else of significance in the Congress this year, this is the one thing they have to do.
Oh, yeah, I absolutely agree. It's for the good of the country. The question is, are some of the people who are opposed to President Trump, will they burn down what is in the country's best interest in order to make the Trump administration look like a failure? One of the other things I think that's very important, Senator, is the family-owned farms that are continuing to disappear. And one of the reasons for that is the death tax that is there. And that seems to be something that, for some reason, the Democrats never support. They always try to portray that as a tax shelter for the rich, even while they defend the tax shelter for the rich with the state tax deductions. They will come after this death and estate tax, and that's one of the things that has caused so much pressure on family-owned businesses, not just farms, but all family-owned businesses and small and medium-sized businesses, that they have to sell the business in order to pay the taxes once someone dies in the family, to pay the estate tax.
I agree, and the estate tax is eliminated in the House tax bill, so it's gone. You're paying taxes twice, when you earn the money and as you grew your estate, then you get to pay it again for all that work. So it's a very unfair tax, and it should be gone, and I think it will be gone. I don't think capital gains will decline. I think that's one of the things they'll have to give up to get a tax bill for the average modern American worker. To actually, you know, median family income, it wasn't 3 or 4 weeks ago, there was this big article that we're at the highest level we've ever been. But it's just barely above what it was in 1989 in real dollars. So we've had 28 years of poor economic growth as far as middle incomers are concerned. And the middle income has shrunk. And part of that's been our trade policies where we've given our jobs away. So I think Trump's right on in terms of trying to hit the trade issues, trying to get the taxes to where we can actually advantage middle income and upper lower incomes again so that they can actually see some wealth and gain in their status.
Well, you've been there. You've written books about what needs to be done. And, of course, the issue that we have is that we have record tax receipts, and yet we're still getting record deficits every year. So the spending, even though they're getting more and more of our money, the spending is accelerating even beyond that. I mean, as somebody who's been there, what do we do to fix this? You've written a couple of books about this. So.
Well, I think the first thing is you have to recognize the human nature of career politicians. They're not going to do what's best when they can do what for the country, when they can do what's best for their careers.
Yes.
And that's why I actually left the Senate 2 years early. I decided after eight years in the Senate, spent another two there, I decided you cannot fix it the way we're trying to fix it because the people that are there. That doesn't mean we shouldn't try to get hardcore fiscal conservatives and constitutional conservatives in the Senate or in the House. It means that we have to...
Hang on, Senator. We got to take a break. We're talking to Senator Coburn. We're going to be right back, and we want to get his insights into how to fix it. He was not a career politician. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight. This is Real News.
All the perplexities, the confusion and distress in America arise not from objects in their Constitution or Confederation, not from want of honor or virtue, so much as from the downright ignorance of the nature of coin, credit, and circulation. Those are the words of John Adams, the second president of the United States. Are you ignorant of the private Federal Reserve? Do you understand the nature of our fiat currency? Do you understand how a private corporation has the ability to create boom and bust cycles and to profit from it? What kind of leverage do these people in the Federal Reserve have over the American people? Or for that matter, what kind of leverage do the Saudis have over our money? Will you be a slave or will you be free? Adams also said, liberty cannot be preserved without general knowledge among the people. Join the InfoWars. Spread the information. Educate yourself and others. The truth shall set you free. For InfoWars.com, I'm David Knight.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense Probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high-quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar. It's not just our water we need to filter. It's not just our food that needs to be clean. It's the air we're breathing, especially for our children. The artificial particulates, the chemicals, is absolutely weighing down our immune systems. The same team based right here in America that brought you the Alexa Pure groundbreaking water filtration systems have now developed Alexa Pure Breeze. Whether it's your home or office, you owe it to yourself, your coworkers, your family, your children to do the best job you can to purify your air. The elite are masters at poisoning our environment while themselves doing things that mitigate or avoid most of the toxic effects for themselves. The general public doesn't. The Alexa Pure Breeze would be a steal at $300, $400, $500. One of these systems can keep 800 square feet incredibly clean. This is a system I'm personally putting in throughout my house, replacing older, more expensive filters that didn't do as good a job. Find out why this system is so revolutionary today at InfoWarsStore.com. As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalists. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Making sense common again. It's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. We're talking to former Senator Thomas Coburn of Oklahoma. Senator Coburn was a practicing physician, and he had a real life. He had a real career. He went for three terms as a congressman to Washington, and as he'd promised people, he stepped down after three terms, went back to his practice, and then after a few years, he got elected to the U.S. Senate. And he served one term, got reelected a second time, but then he didn't fulfill that entire time. He retired early. And now he's written several books about what is wrong with Washington and offers some solutions. So I want to get back to Senator Coburn, and I want to hear some solutions. Of course, we know what the problem is. The key problem are career politicians, people who are not like Senator Coburn, people who have all their life wanted to be a politician. They don't want to do anything other than be a politician. They don't have a life outside of Washington. That is a prescription for disaster. How do we fix that, Senator Coburn?
Well, in the Constitutional Convention in the late 1700s, George Mason stood up about halfway through it and asked everybody if they hadn't made a grievous error. And everybody kind of looked at him funny. And he said, "Do you know any time in history where a government has voluntarily ceded power back to the people it governs?" And of course, yes, Nobody could name that. That's never happened. So they put in Article 5 originally, where only the states could amend the Constitution by offering amendments. They later allowed the Congress to do that. So the answer to our problems today, if you ask the question, why isn't somebody working on the budget as far as balancing it? Why isn't somebody working on the debt? Why isn't somebody working to solve the problems with Social Security and Medicare? The reason is because all those things and the $400 billion a year in just total stupidity and waste, all those things have a constituency. So rather than do what's best for our country, like their oath would imply they should do, they do what's best for their political careers. And if you look at the Senate, 65 senators have never had a real job. So It's not unreasonable to think that they don't have the backbone that's required to be visionary leaders and make hard choices. So the way we change it is through an Article 5 Convention of the States. We're sponsoring. We have 12 states that have passed it. We have 1.3 million volunteers. And what it says is there ought to be a fiscal responsibility, which would imply a balanced budget amendment with generally accepted accounting principles. You cannot trust what the government tells you when it comes to the numbers. I can tell you that. And number two, there ought to be a limitation on the scope and jurisdiction of the federal government, like the enumerated powers, which was in the original Constitution, has been butchered by the courts and the executive branch. And number three, there ought to be term limits on both appointed and elected officials. The average length a judge served the first 180 years of our country was 6 years. It's now 20 plus some. So they lose contact. They lose context. And so do our politicians. So I ran because I wasn't a politician. I thought people other than politicians ought to be involved in this. And we have some good people that aren't politicians that are there. So It's not about not trying to send better people there. It's about trying to fix the real problems, the real disease, not treat the symptoms. And what you've seen Congress do all this year is treat symptoms of disease rather than fix the real problems.
Well, I absolutely agree. And I think when you talk about term limits on appointed officials, especially in the judiciary, I think that is a big deal. And when we talk about term limits, we just typically think about those people who are elected. But what about the people who weren't elected, people who were appointed? But the question I have with this is that, you know, we look at this and we've got things like the Ninth and Tenth Amendment. You're talking about keeping government within the scope of the Constitution. We have the Constitution that would restrict things like that, and I understand that it's the activist Supreme Court that gets around that. But if we can't get these people to follow this Constitution, we're running a bit of a risk, aren't we, running an Article 5 Constitution that we don't really know if it's going to be, if we can keep it to a couple of different focused topics. And we don't really have anybody in Washington that really pays any attention to the Constitution anyway, do we? I mean, how do we enforce even what we have now? Because if we would enforce what we have now with the Ninth and Tenth Amendment, that would shut down most of what is being done. And it seems to me, just one other thing to throw in here, and you can comment on whatever you want, but the idea that we have turned over most of the lawmaking capacity to an unelected permanent bureaucracy that is really writing the laws. And Senator Paul has talked about that in his Reins Act, saying we got to make Congress take back what they have abdicated to the permanent established bureaucracy there.
Well, first of all, the annotated constitution weighs 82 pounds. It's not like the little book that's in your pocket. And what I would put forward to you is most of the members of Congress are actually following that annotated constitution. But the problem is that that came about through both judges and bureaucrats and regulation, not Congress. And Congress has ceded its power. So the whole idea of Article 5, there's no risk in an Article 5. There's a risk in not doing an Article 5 amendments convention, because we will continue to do what we're doing now, which is going down the tubes. So what I would put forward to you is, if we in fact limit the scope and jurisdiction of the federal government, we will renew the enumerated powers and the Ninth and Tenth Amendment. We will eliminate the expansive Commerce Clause, which allows them to step all over the enumerated powers. If we limit their terms, what they will actually start thinking about what they were there for instead of their political careers. And finally, if we make them be fiscally responsible, where they have to make hard choices, which they don't today. They won't make hard choices. You just saw that. The first nine months of this year, they refused to make hard choices because it might impact their political career. So it's about the politicians and not us. The key thing is Washington's telling Americans what to do right now rather than Americans telling Washington what to do. And if we're truly a country of the a republic of the people, by the people, and for the people, what we will do is use this amendments convention to rebalance the relationship between the states and federal government, have true federalism, and rebalance the relationship between the three branches of the federal government. If we do that, what I see is a bright future, and we will force our elected officials to make the hard choices. You know, what we lack right now is visionary leadership. We don't have it in the Senate, and we don't have much of it in the House. And what we need is somebody that'll pull our country together, call us to sacrifice, because our country became great through sacrifice. It wasn't by sitting back complaining, and activism that allows us to do what is necessary to protect the future for our kids.
Well, right, I couldn't agree more. I think the American public just wants comfort and safety. They don't want freedom, and they don't want the sacrifice that requires that is required to have freedom. Let me ask you, because you correctly pointed out the Commerce Clause is the means by which they have expanded the government into basically everything. But, you know, when we look at something like the drug war, for example, or, you know, we had the Commerce Clause, and then we did have an annotation to the Commerce Clause, to the existing Constitution, with the Ninth and Tenth Amendment. And even when we had alcohol prohibition, we had a constitutional amendment for that. But then when we go to general drug prohibition, they say, well, we've got the Commerce Clause. I don't understand the sequence there. I mean, if we've got an annotated Constitution that takes that out, why is the Commerce Clause now trumping the Ninth and Tenth Amendment?
Well, it's not in terms of drug usage. You got Colorado, Washington, Oregon, Nevada. All these states have passed the marijuana, which is still total on the books. It's a felony.
Yes. Right? And so that's an example of state nullification.
That's right. So what they've said is no, and the federal government says we're not going to challenge that. So but that's a symptom of the problem. The real problem is the federal government hadn't followed a limited government role and allowed decision makings to be made in the states. And so what I would put forward to you is a lot of the controversy and division in our country came about because the federal government made decisions that weren't right for every state, and that the states didn't get a chance to make the decisions for themselves, whether it's marriage or drugs or whatever it is. They created the oppositional forces that we now see battling on social issues. And we shouldn't have that. And it wouldn't have happened if the federal government was in its limited role.
Very interesting to talk to you. We're out of time. Thank you, Senator Coburn. And again, you can find his new book, Smashing the D.C. Monopoly, Using Article 5 to Restore Freedom to Stop America's Runaway Government. You can find that on WND. And if you want to talk about somebody who is not a career politician, somebody who is a citizen who went to Congress and then went back to private life, he is a prime example of that. Senator Thomas Coburn, thank you for joining us.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. I'm David Knight. On this October 6, 2017, we're going to get back to the news. I'm going to give you an example of somebody who is at the other end of the spectrum, not just in terms of a different political party, but somebody who is a polar opposite of Senator Tom Coburn that we just talked to. Somebody who is a senator, a sitting senator, who is now being investigated for 18 counts of fraud and bribery. Who is this guy? I'll tell you in just one moment. Before we do, I saw this story on USA Today. Beyond Flint, Michigan, excessive lead levels are found in almost 2,000 water systems across all 50 states. Think about that. 2,000 water systems across all 50 states. Do you know what's in your water? Even if you have your water tested, it can change tomorrow. You never know that. People in Flint, Michigan didn't know it. They saw their kids developing symptoms of brain damage and other issues from the lead that was in their water. They didn't know there was anything wrong. They couldn't taste it. You don't want to wait until you see that your family or that you have been damaged by what is in your water. And it's not just what's happening in the water systems. I mean, these are the government-run systems. They've got employees that are supposed to be there constantly monitoring the water and doing something about it. But they don't, obviously, because this is in 2,000 water systems in all 50 states. What about your water if you're not on city water? I mean, even if you're on city water, they're not really doing the job. They're falling down on the job. But if you're on a well system, you don't know what is going into the groundwater. Protect yourself by getting a water filter, whatever kind of water filter you get, whether you get it from us or you get it from somebody else. So we put water filters on sale from time to time. We got one on sale right now. We got the Alexa Pure Pro, 20% off. You need to take precautions and you need to be proactive to protect your health and to protect your family. You can get out 99.9% of the organic, inorganic toxins that are going to, that they can crop up in water as well as bacteria with these filters. The Alexa Pure Pro, now 20% off. That's a big discount. And again, this is a gravity feed filter. So if you have an emergency, like we've seen with the hurricanes, and there's another hurricane that is brewing and heading up towards, they say, New Orleans, but they don't really know. I mean, it could turn and could go into Florida. The governor there has declared a state of emergency there. It could turn and go into Texas. You never know what's going to happen with that. If you lose power, like the people in Puerto Rico, if you had some access to some water and you had a water filter, you could still have drinking water and you wouldn't be so totally dependent on others to take care of you. But the key thing is to make sure that all the time, not just during a disaster, you have access to pure water. And right now you can get the Alexa Pure Pro, the large gravity feed water filter system, 20% off at InfoWarsStore.com. We also have 50% off Brain Force, my favorite supplement that we have here. 50% off, that's the deepest discount we've ever had off of Brain Force Plus. And you can get that right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And finally, when you check out, you can get 20% off Wake Up America Coffee. And we have two blends. We have a Patriot blend and we have an immune support blend. You can get 20% off Wake Up America with the code WAKEUP. We try to make that easy for you to remember. Wake Up America Coffee, and the code is WAKEUP, and you just put that in at checkout, and you get 20% off the coffee. Now, I was talking about who this senator is, and he's currently under trial. You haven't heard too much about that, have you? The media always seems to find one thing or the other, and they only talk about that one thing, whether it's Puerto Rico or whether it's the NFL, or whether it's a shooting, that's all they'll talk about. But you know what? Even if you didn't have those big issues, they would find something else to talk about, because they don't want to talk about Bob Menendez, a Democrat senator from New Jersey that is currently on a trial. I think the trial is going on right now. I'm taking a look at the story here. I believe the trial is ongoing right now. And he has a co-defendant, Dr. Solomon Melgen. They're currently on trial facing 18 counts of fraud and bribery. But here's the deal. Even if we talk about how bad it is in Washington and how you have to have term limits to get these guys out of there. I mean, we had Senator Coburn. He went for three terms as a congressman and said, and he told people, I'm not going to be there for more than three terms. He was a doctor. He had a life. He went back to Oklahoma and he was there for a few years and people talked him into running. As a senator, he served one term, he got elected a second one, and only did about half of that term and retired. But as he pointed out, you've got so many individuals there who are not qualified to do anything. They've never done anything other than politics. And once this guy is convicted, if he is convicted, and it looks like there's a pretty strong case against him, but of course he is innocent until he is proven guilty. I'm not going to make the same mistake that the DEA and the federal government does, treating everybody as if they're convicted criminals and confiscating their property without getting a guilty verdict, without even trying them, without even putting, charging them with a crime. But he is on trial currently, and these 18 counts of fraud and bribery. Now, if he is convicted on federal bribery charges, it would still require that the Congress, that the Senate would have to expel him. And it would require 67 votes. Meaning they would have to get 15 Democrats to join them. So even if this guy is convicted on 18 counts of fraud and bribery, federal charges, even if he's convicted, he can still stay in Congress. This is how bad it is. We've got insider trading codified in the law that allows these people who write the laws and they know that they're going to have an impact on a particular industry or a particular company or whatever, they can go out and they can buy and sell this stuff, and they put people in jail, as we have seen many times. As a matter of fact, what was the lady? She does household products. Martha Stewart. Martha Stewart. We all thought she went to jail for insider trading. No, she didn't. They didn't convict her of that. They actually got her for process charges, saying that she lied to the investigators or whatever. That's what she went to prison for. But they do come after people all the time for insider trading, but not them. They admit it. They pass some legislation. They call it the Stock Act. And then when nobody's looking, Nancy Pelosi and company say, well, all right, we'll just gut that. And they did. And now we've got insider trading going on again. But you've got a senator here, 18 counts of fraud and bribery he's on trial for. If he's convicted, he will still be in the Senate. They say 75% of Americans want the Senate to expel him if he's convicted, but the Senate would have to throw him out. Isn't that amazing? All right, let's talk about some of this gun stuff and some of the false narrative. We mentioned this a little bit before the interview. The fact that you've got comedians out there saying it's easier to buy guns than Sudafed, and you got one guy saying, can I get two boxes of Sudafed? The guy says, sorry, by law, you can only get one at a time. Okay, then, just the one box of Sudafed and these seven guns. Is that reality? No, it isn't. It isn't. The idea that it is easier to buy Sudafed than it is to buy guns is totally false. What does it require to get Sudafed? It requires, and this goes back to a 2005 law, because the ingredients in it could be used to create meth. So they put it under control. And said it requires that you have a photo ID, like a driver's license or a passport. Wait a minute, right there. That should be thrown out based on the fact that requiring a photo ID is racist. We know that from many court cases that have been brought and shut down any attempt to get voter identification. You cannot ask for photo ID or driver's license to vote. So it is, it is harder to get real voters than it is to look at the identity of somebody who is a Sudafed purchaser. But anyway, they do require a photo ID. And then what they do is they keep a record that you bought it for 2 years. That's not what they do when you buy a gun, okay? When you buy a gun, they do a background check. Now, efforts have been made to try to make that instantaneous, so the liberals don't really understand that. In many cases, sometimes they'll put a 3-day waiting limit on people, or they might reject it or whatever. But there is a background check that does go on. And they continually bring up this background check nonsense, and it is nonsense, as if there was not any background check. And even when they talked about the suppressors, you had a lot of lies being put out there by the mainstream media. The big news organizations like Reuters were putting out, oh, well, it would remove all background checks and so forth. No, it wouldn't. They would just have the similar background checks to the guns. Right now, they have a much more stringent background check for suppressors than they do for firearms. And when you look at where this is all headed, they're now talking about the fact that they found Tannerite in the trunk. I don't know what he was going to do with Tannerite. I mean, you have to shoot it with a gun to get the thing to blow up. That's why people use it. Again, it's one of these things that they do kind of as a stunt or whatever. It's very easy to make Tannerite, just like it's very easy to make meth. The laws prohibiting meth haven't stopped meth from being there. Tannerite can be kept out of the hands of hobbyists who have been using it for quite some time without harming anybody. Even this maniac, if he is the one who is a shooter, didn't do anything to harm anybody with Tannerite. But now they're talking about banning that. But here's some facts about fireworks. We had 4 people die from fireworks in 2016. We had 11,000 people injured. And I understand that some jurisdictions ban fireworks, but you can still get them in those jurisdictions, can't you? And they talk about sparklers. Keep those away. They're as hot as a blowtorch. Well, you know what? Just ban bathtubs because people die in their bathrooms. Ban cars. Well, that's right. You keep that in mind because they are going to ban cars, and they're going to be talking about all the lives that they can save if they ban human drivers. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that
they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop Caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but seven other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalist. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. In a world of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Yeah, let's talk about telling the truth. Let's talk about these people who will lie to get any kind of legislative agenda through or to cover up their practices. You know, people like James Clapper lying about surveillance of the American people. Just a couple of months before we had Ed Snowden prove it with documents that came out. He was lying to Ron Wyden, and we all knew that when we saw it. I mean, you could see it in his body language. But he was exposed with the Snowden documents. And we got some comments about guns from a Democrat senator, Markey. And I'm telling you, this guy is as big a liar as James Clapper. When we go back and we look at some of the things that he was doing when he was a congressman before he became a senator, he was working with then head of the EPA, Lisa Jackson. And the two of them had coordinated with each other. He even read some of her lines by mistake and had to pull it back. They had this little back-and-forth dialogue that they had scripted to try to tell the American people that more people were being killed by fine particulate matter coming out of diesel engines than were being killed by cancer. She actually said that seriously. And he clarified it. You mean dying, not just getting sick, but dying. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And exactly at the same time they were doing this, they were carrying on experiments not too far from where I lived at the University of North Carolina in Chapel Hill. The EPA was carrying out experiments where they were hooking people up to diesel tailpipes as an excuse to try to increase their control over internal combustion engines and air regulations and so forth. And they were exposing them to more than 72 times the limit that the EPA said was safe. And they were screening for people who had respiratory and heart issues. They wanted to create an incident. And the people that I had been working with before I came here to InfoWars tried to get them to stop it. They went before a court, tried to get them to the court to give them an injunction to stop this human experimentation because they weren't informing people of the risks. And here is Lisa Jackson, who is working with Markey when he was a congressman. Now he's a senator, working with him to lie to the American people, putting, you know, exposing people to levels that, according to her, would kill them, and yet still doing it without informing the people. So here's that bastion of integrity, Senator Markey, talking about the Second Amendment on MSNBC.
Does the Second Amendment, to your mind, Senator, protect or enshrine a constitutional right to assemble an arsenal of any size? Say, in this case, it appears to be 19 weapons and thousands of rounds of ammo.
When the Second Amendment was written in order to maintain a well-regulated militia, they did not have in mind that people could purchase guns indiscriminately, go up into the top of buildings and rain down this death on 59 people, hundreds of other people injured. And I know one thing, the Republicans are intending on bringing out a bill that allows for silencers to be put on these weapons. You can only imagine if last night people had no idea which direction these shots were coming from. In fact, they couldn't even hear the shots. It would not have been 59. It could have been 259, 359, 99 people who
let's hold it right there, because he's now engaged in his fantasy about let's think about the numbers that it could be. And of course, I've got an article. We're going to get to it in the next segment. Liberal fact-checker site PolitiFact takes a look at Hillary's silencer tweet, which scared Paul Ryan into giving her her first legislative victory. He basically shut down the suppressor bill that you just heard Markey talking about. Let me tell you something, Markey, about people being able to indiscriminately own firearms. That's what started the American Revolution. And they didn't have to get on a high-rise building to rain down death on the people who came to take their firearms. That's what they used. They got behind stone walls and trees. And they used their state-of-the-art weapons to defend themselves against the people who would take their weapons. That's what the Second Amendment's about. That's the people who wrote it.
James Madison, the father of the Bill of Rights, wrote, "Where an excess of power prevails, property of no sort is duly respected. No man is safe in his opinions, in his person, in his faculties, or in his possessions." Is there any question that we have an excess of power in Washington? The only question is, how do we contain it? And how do we remove that power from Washington to our local communities to the individual? That is the ultimate concern. The concentration of power, the excess of power, was always the chief concern of the founders of this country. It was why the Anti-Federalists opposed the Constitution. They believed they put safeguards in the Constitution to abuse that concentration of power. But as James Madison also pointed out, knowledge will forever govern ignorance. The people who mean to be their own governors must arm themselves with the power that knowledge gives. Arm yourself with the information of what your rulers are doing, of what the real constraints upon them are. Only then will you have the courage to nullify their actions. For InfoWars.com, I'm David Knight.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. I'm David Knight on this Friday, October the 6th, 2017. We just played the top of the hour, and I know some of the stations will have news. So I want you to hear this clip of Democrat Senator, he's now Senator Markey, I talked about at the top of the hour, how this guy has in the past coordinated his lies to the American public so he could push forward a more restrictive legislative agenda. And of course, they're coming for the cars. They've already come for the diesel engines. They've enacted incredible fines against Volkswagen because they quote-unquote cheated. Nobody was harmed by Volkswagen's quote-unquote cheating on the EPA emissions, but they have basically bludgeoned them into submission to stop selling diesels, and they real quickly started coming out with electric vehicles. And the writing is on the wall. They're going to ban all internal combustion engines, whether they're diesel or gasoline engine. We have the UK saying they're going to do it by 2030 to 2040, these different countries, France, the UK, China, and now we've got California saying they're going to do it. That would be even bigger than those other countries because they probably sell more cars in California than they do in all the UK. I don't know. I'd have to look at that. But they sell a couple of million in California. That will really twist things around. If you can't sell legally sell the cars with internal combustion engine, then you will be required to buy whatever they have there. And you know what? You can make an electric car that works. We didn't have to have prohibition, and we didn't have to have executive orders, and we didn't have to have fiat mandates coming out of Washington to have the horse and buggy replaced by automobiles in the first place. If you've got something that's good, people will go to that. As it is right now, only 1% of the people, even with subsidies, choose to purchase electric vehicles. So they're going to use the hammer of legislation and prohibition and taxes and regulations in order to get you out of your car, because that's really what they're after. The part about it being electric vehicle, that's something a lot of people, they like that. They say, oh, look, it's clean, because they don't see where the power is being generated for the electricity. So it's an external combustion engine. They're generating that power somewhere else. People don't see that, so they feel good about it. It's like, look, it doesn't make any noise, and it doesn't have any exhaust, so this is wonderful. And they don't think about what else is a part of the package. The real part of the package, and the reason why the federal government is pushing this so hard when the marketplace doesn't want it, is because they're going to put all kinds of gee whiz gadgets in there and busy boxes. But those busy boxes and gadgets, just like the iPhone that you carry everywhere with you and you cannot be without it without being upset, they're going to put stuff in there that allows them to track you everywhere you go and to tax you every inch of your travel. So that's really their full agenda that's there. But let's go back to Senator Markey, a man who has lied to us in order to try to prohibit diesel engines, telling us that more people are dying of cancer. More people are dying of diesel exhaust than were dying of cancer. He and Lisa Jackson, the EPA head at the time, were telling us that while they were conducting experiments on humans in North Carolina, hooking them up to diesel tailpipes, exposing them to 72 times the limit that the EPA was allowing. Here he is again talking about what the Second Amendment was intended to do by the people who had just fought a war that began when the government came to take their guns. Here's Senator Markey.
When the Second Amendment was written in order to maintain a well-regulated militia, they did not have in mind that people could purchase guns indiscriminately.
Pause that. Purchase guns indiscriminately. So you start putting on these regulations here. Who is he to say how many guns we can buy or what kind of guns we can buy? So once you go down that path, that is a slippery slope. And we're going to have the quote from Nancy Pelosi about the slippery slope in just one moment. But let's go on and hear what he has to say about suppressors.
Into the top of buildings and rain down this death on 59 people, hundreds of other people injured. And I know one thing, the Republicans are intending on bringing out a bill that allows for silencers to be put on these weapons. You can only imagine if last night people had no idea which direction these shots were coming from. In fact, they couldn't even hear the shots. It would not have been 59. It could have been 259, 359, 900.
I have 259, 359, 999. Do I have a million? Yes, I have a million people who would have died if there had been silencers there. Let's talk about what silencers are, okay? Again, this is as the head of the NRA, Wayne LaPierre, said. You got Hollywood who sells irresponsible handling of guns to people on a daily basis, and they make billions of dollars doing this, and they have the hypocrisy to lecture us. People who are law-abiding citizens who buy these firearms to defend ourselves because the police cannot always be there. They have the audacity, they have the hypocrisy to lecture us on this. And here's this idiot, this liar, who is telling you this about silencers and how many people would have been killed. Look, he's getting this idea that they're silencers from watching Hollywood movies, the people who lie to us about all of these gun issues. Even PolitiFact, which is a far left leaning fact checker, quote unquote fact checker. This is what they had to say about Hillary Clinton's tweet that began it all. Hillary Clinton single-handedly, think about this, folks. We can all be grateful that she is not president right now. But look at what she did. She shut down the Hearing Protection Act with just a single tweet. That's all that we needed for Paul Ryan to back off of this, but you still got Senator Markey hammering on this. Even though Paul Ryan says, that's it, it's done. I don't know if that's ever going to come up. No. We're not going to go near that with a 10-foot pole. And so, you know, she tweeted out, and we've talked about this, the crowd fled at the sound of gunshots. Imagine the deaths. And he just did. He just imagined. Oh, it could have been 259, 359, 999, 1,000. Do I have 1,000? Yes, we do. She said, imagine the deaths if the shooters had a silencer, which the NRA wants to make easier to get. Well, here's what PolitiFact said. They said a typical gunshot is about 150 to 160 decibels, a level that can cause hearing damage. Can you hear that, Senator Markey? How do we get a silencer on him? How do we get a silencer on Hillary Clinton? Suppressors can reduce that sound from 150 to 160 decibels to around 20 to 30 decibels, depending on the gun, the ammunition, the temperature, even the humidity. And again, that low level is going to be something you're going to have with like a 22, very low caliber weapon. It's going to be much louder with most of the weapons that people fire. And they point out that's just below the threshold for instant hearing damage. Experts compare the suppressed sound levels to that of a jackhammer and of a jumbo jet on the tarmac 100 yards away. That's still fairly loud, says PolitiFact. And yes, it is. Yes, it is. You're not going to sneak up on the deer and use that. That's what some of the other idiots in the Democrat Party were saying. Whoa, the hunters need this because they need to sneak up on the deer. The deer will not know what's happening if they hear the sound of a jackhammer or a jet airplane. What's that? It's important to note that suppressors are intended to lower the sound for the shooter and not the target. Jeremy Mallett, who has researched suppressors for Silencer Shop, estimated that the sound of suppressed gunfire would go up 10 to 15 decibels downrange. Do you understand that? It's meant to make it quieter for the person who is firing the gun, but downrange, it's going to be quite a bit louder than it is even at the source of the gun. In other words, the impact of the suppressor is not as effective for those who are downrange, the people that would have known to run. That is the key thing. And understand when we're talking about decibels. So you go up by 3 decibels, you have doubled the volume. So we're talking about something that is 10 to 15 decibels louder downrange. The people who would be downrange being shot at in a situation like this, you're talking about something that is quite a bit louder. Every 3 dB, it doubles in loudness. A suppressor, they point out, is designed to keep the shooter from blowing out his eardrums, not to keep the target from hearing the shot. And of course, we've already shown the pictures, as they said, imagine if they'd had a silencer on an automatic weapon. Yeah, well, it would have melted the silencer, and we've shown pictures of that many times here on the program. Glowing red hot, looks like the end of a cigarette that is on fire, and then it drops off, like the cigarettes drop off of ashes. And that's what happens when you put it on a fully automatic weapon. I'm David Knight. We'll be right back.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Right freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Right is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Refresh your breath with Emrex Essentials Organic Mouthwash. Our formula is made from organic herbal ingredients to help stimulate the gums and provide a cleansing effect while adding a pleasant, refreshing taste. Emrex Essentials Mouthwash is non-GMO, certified organic, made without alcohol, chemicals, or other artificial ingredients such as flavors, fragrances, or dyes. The pure organic plant extracts are concentrated, containing antibacterial properties that work well to help tone gums and freshen your breath. This antiseptic mouthwash is a concentrated formula. You will need to dilute one part mouthwash to 10 parts water. Emrex Essentials Mouthwash is a great addition to your daily brushing routine. It is effective, yet gentle enough for the most sensitive gums and canker sores. Go organic today with Emrex Essentials. Visit InfoWarsStore.com to learn more. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Thousands of years ago, there was a basic form of chivalry. Our ancestors would hear the drums of war, giving the warriors of the tribe a chance to organize and prepare a defense. 60 years ago, when foreign air forces were approaching filled with bombs, they had drums of their own, air raid sirens. But in the 21st century, there are silent weapons for quiet war. Pathogens added to the food and water and to the lining of plastics that destroy our vitality, turn off our hormones, and accelerate our journey towards death. I personally counter this onslaught with Anthroplex. Anthroplex is designed with known organic concentrated herbs to create the basic foundation to normal metabolic activity inside the human body. Discover why Anthroplex is turning so many heads today. It's time for us to take our bodies back into our own hands, and it starts at InfoWarsLife.com with Anthroplex.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and this is Real News, and we're going to take a look at Nancy Pelosi's slippery slope. And then I want to take a look at the slippery slope of Harvey Weinstein and the Hollywood left that are lecturing us on the morality of being able to protect ourselves, of the ability to deter tyranny. And that's what the Second Amendment is about. What we saw happening in Catalonia on Sunday. You don't have to, what we're not advocating for, we're not advocating that if you had a situation like what happened in Catalonia, that people would start shooting out of windows at the police. But the prospect of that happening would keep the types of massive tyranny that we saw in Catalonia, I think, from happening. I mean, clearly there you had local law enforcement who was outgunned, outmanned by the national police. You had the firemen who were outgunned and outmanned, and they didn't even have any guns. And they were being beaten. About 900 people were beaten, many of them elderly women. You had a woman who was sexually assaulted as they're dragging her down the ground. They were breaking her fingers, she said, one at a time. It's absolutely amazing what they did. That kind of tyranny. You want to have something that is going to deter that. Nobody wants to see a full-on shooting civil war. Nobody wants to see that, either side. The Second Amendment is a deterrent to that. It is a deterrent to crime, and we see that in the areas that have freedom in guns versus the areas that have a lot of gun control. It is a deterrent to crime. So we're going to take a look at what Nancy Pelosi said. We're also going to take a look at Harvey Weinstein. He had an interesting op-ed piece where he defended Roman Polanski against crimes of raping underage women. He called it a so-called crime. So we're going to take a look at that real quickly. I want to remind you that that we have a couple of sales that are pretty big right now. We have 50% off of BrainForce Plus, the deepest discount we've ever had off of that. It is a great supplement. Look, if you haven't ever tried it, now is a great time to try it at 50% off. I guarantee that if you do, you're going to find that it really does help your concentration, your recall. It is a very, very effective product, my favorite supplement that we sell here. We also have discounts off of water filters, off of air filters by Alexa Pure. We have the Alexa Pure Pro water filter, 20% off. And I just read you the article a little while ago talking about how there's over 2,000 water systems in all 50 states that have issues with contamination in the water. And those are systems where we hire people to monitor those water systems. And in some cases, they put stuff that is bad for us right into the water, and you can get that even if you don't have lead in there. You've got things that have been put in there that you don't want to drink, things like chlorine, things like fluoride. And you can get those out as well as anything else that may come in there that may be allowed in there. With these water filters, they get out 99.9% of organic and inorganic contaminants. And it also protects you, especially if you're on a groundwater system where nobody is even monitoring it. So it's a great time to stock up on that. It's 20% off the Alexa Pure Pro water filter. And we have 20% off Wake Up America coffee at checkout if you enter the code WAKEUP. And that's off of either blend, either the Patriot blend or the Immune Support blend. We have 20% off InfoWars Wake Up America coffee with the code WAKEUP at checkout. We got a clip here of Nancy Pelosi. And they asked her about the slippery slope. And this is what she had to say. She said, so what are they going to say if you give them bump stops? It's going to be a slippery slope? Well, I certainly hope so. Here's that clip.
And support for some kind of action on bump stops. But there are going to be Republicans who resist this because they say, give the gun control people an inch and they'll try to take a mile. So how do you plan to overcome that?
We have
when
seen
the truth is that you would like to go a lot
We
further?
Say that because
well,
we have seen it.
We've said where we'd like to go, and that's in a bipartisan place, which is bipartisan bill, King-Thompson, for background checks. Now, there are background checks, but they're loopholes, whether they're online sales or gun show sales. But a lot can happen for people who shouldn't be getting guns. And we have evidence that having the background checks has prevented hundreds of thousands, if not a couple million, sales from not happening.
They just make this stuff up.
Caused a death. So, as I said, many people who are serious gun owners say, I have a background check, they should have a background check too. But we can't, you know, that's, so what? They're gonna say, if you give them bump stock, it's gonna be a slippery slope? I certainly hope so. But I don't
think
let's
hold it right there. Yeah, that's the thing we're looking at. You know, we understand that it's a novelty, that it's a toy, and as I mentioned before at the beginning of the program, people who have firing ranges, many of the gun store owners, they don't want to have people around who think that guns are toys. That's how people get killed. And so they don't have anything to do with that. And so they're not going to stand up for that particular item. And I understand that approach. However, it is a part of the gun that has never been regulated by the ATF or by the federal government. That's why the Obama administration on multiple occasions reviewed it and said it's okay. And so it is a slippery slope if you give them the ability to start regulating things on a gun that they've never regulated before. But let's take a look at another slippery slope. As we have Hollywood taking the lead in terms of trying to take away our liberties again, let's take a look at some of these people. We got Harvey Weinstein. He's at the top of the Drudge Report today because a lot of stuff has broken about decades of sexual harassment against young women by this guy in Hollywood. And he's a very politically connected individual. This is a guy who was a big Hillary Clinton supporter. This is a guy who wanted to come after President Trump and has done everything he can to attack President Trump. And as he has now been forced to step down from the production companies that he has in Hollywood, he says that he's now going to use his time until he is now rehabilitated. He's going to use his time to attack the NRA and President Trump. And of course, back in May, Michael Moore and Harvey Weinstein said they were going to reteam on a Trump documentary. They were going to call it Fahrenheit 11-9, you know, exactly the opposite of the one that he did when he went after firearms. But, you know, we had also a little while ago, we had, actually it was in September 2009, we had Harvey Weinstein write an op-ed piece in defense of Roman Polanski. Oh, what did Roman Polanski do? Well, Roman Polanski is in exile because he had sex or raped a woman, Samantha Galli, who was then 13. And so that's why he's not in the country. Now, what Harvey Weinstein said at the time was he said, Roman Polanski is a man who cares deeply about his art and its place in the world. Therefore, we ought to give him a pass on raping young women. That's the mindset of Hollywood. See, Harvey Weinstein is an important guy in Hollywood, so he should be able to do whatever he wants to any of these actresses. Doesn't matter if they're of age or not. Okay? And he says, in this editorial, he says, whatever you think about the so-called crime, Roman Polanski has served his time. What is the so-called crime? Raping a 13-year-old girl. Raping a 13-year-old girl. And it has just come out, as all this information is coming about Weinstein, we have more information about so-called crimes, as Harvey Weinstein calls it, of Roman Polanski, a woman who is now 61 years old, says that when she was 15 years old and a child model, that the so-called criminal, as Harvey Weinstein would call him, raped her. That is the slippery slope, folks. We've got them out there pushing music videos of Miley Cyrus sexualizing infants.
It's not just our water we need to filter. It's not just our food that needs to be clean. It's the air we're breathing, especially for our children. The artificial particulates, the chemicals, is absolutely weighing down our immune systems. The same team based right here in America that brought you the Alexa Pure groundbreaking water filtration systems have now developed Alexa Pure Breeze. Whether it's your home or office, you owe it to yourself, your coworkers, your family, your children, to do the best job you can to purify your air. The elite are masters at poisoning our environment while themselves doing things that mitigate or avoid most of the toxic effects for themselves. The general public doesn't. The Alexa Pure Breeze would be a steal at $300, $400, $500. One of these systems can keep 800 square feet incredibly clean. This is a system I'm personally putting in throughout my house, replacing older, more expensive filters that didn't do as good a job. Find out why this system is so revolutionary today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Perfect for face and body, this natural, unscented sunscreen can be worn at all times of the day whenever you need sun protection. We source ingredients from nature, producing a product free of harmful chemicals and toxins. This natural lotion contains 21% zinc oxide, which is the largest particle size used, and we do not use nanoparticles. The larger the particle, the safer it is for your body. The organic oils help hydrate the skin, leaving it nice and smooth. The truly natural, fragrance-free sunscreen for the most sensitive skin. Emrix Essentials wants you to enjoy the sun and strives to bring you organic products to enhance your life. Naturally protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new SPF 30 sunscreen lotion.
Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that said that there's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And, folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. And now, live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. We have our guest joining us in just a moment, Dr. Jerome Corsi. Before we get to him and talk about what's going on in Washington, talk about the Barack Obama Foundation. He's done a series of deep research about that. That is something that is coming on like the Clinton Foundation. I also want to talk to him about Bob Corker because he's done a lot of articles earlier this year talking about Bob Corker being one of the key opponents of any kind of Obamacare reform. Because he is part of the Washington establishment. He's making a lot of money from it. Now he is coming out as one of the first GOP individuals to say, well, I don't know about this tax reform stuff. So he's going to block everything. And this guy has already said he's not going to run for re-election again. But before we do, real quickly, I want to finish up with what I was talking about with Harvey Weinstein. This is a guy who wrote an op-ed piece back in 2009, saying Roman Polanski served his time. You know, he needs to be able to come back. It's all fine. He thinks, Harvey Weinstein does, I think, after decades of sexual abuse of people in Hollywood, sexual harassment and so on, he thinks that he can take a leave of absence. He can do a documentary with Michael Moore attacking Trump, attacking gun owners, attacking the Second Amendment. He can rehabilitate himself that way with Hollywood, and all will be forgiven, and he can come back, and why not? Because Harvey Weinstein said the so-called crime of raping a 13-year-old, that's nothing, you know, that's nothing. That's what Hollywood is all about. And as I pointed out, we just had another article come out recently about a German actress who said, yeah, Roman Polanski raped her when she was 15 years old. Why is it that we have an age of consent? Well, that is being taken away, and it's being taken away by the quote-unquote entertainment industry. Take a look at this. These pictures here of Miley Cyrus, her latest music video promoting the sexualization of infants. She's scantily clad and gyrating around in a crib. In a crib, like a baby. And it's absolutely disgusting what they're doing here. And this is what these perverts in Hollywood, these Roman Polanski people, the Harvey Weinstein people are pushing on us. And that's part of the transgender agenda that they're pushing on kids in kindergarten, that they can make up their mind about what gender they want to be when they're in kindergarten. They don't even have any idea what people are talking about. But the whole pretense about all of this is that if we can pretend that they can make up their mind about their gender when they're in kindergarten, then they can consent to sex. And why is it that we have an epidemic of this stuff? Well, it's because we have the people who are the elites in Hollywood and the political elite who push pedophilia. We just had an article come out about the former conservative prime minister of the UK, Edward Heath. Yet another example of the allegations against him that he raped an 11-year-old boy. The so-called crime, as somebody in Hollywood would say. The so-called crime of raping a young boy. And they've had a lot of allegations come out about Heath. More than 30 people have now come forward with claims of sexual abuse against the former leader of the Conservative Party and the Prime Minister of the UK. And they say it includes things like in 1961, allegedly raping and indecently assaulting an 11-year-old boy during a paid sexual encounter in private. How did that happen? in 1962. He indecently assaulted a 10-year-old boy during a chance encounter in a public place, and on and on and on. I'm not going to read out all the details, but these are all very young children. But we have now educational systems in California and Florida and other places where they are pushing sexualization at an early age to kids in kindergarten, telling them they can determine what gender they are, which implies that they can then consent to sex. And we have Hollywood pushing it, these perverted producers like Weinstein and people like Miley Cyrus promoting this. That is the other slippery slope, folks. You had Nancy Pelosi saying, well, I hope we have a slippery slope for gun regulation. We have a slippery slope on a lot of issues, and that is one we really need to be aware of. Well, joining us now, and thank you, Dr. Corsi, for letting me finish that. I thought it was very important to tell people that. But joining us now is Dr. Jerome Corsi, and I wanted to talk to you, Dr. Corsi, about both the Barack Obama Foundation you've been talking about and about Senator Corker, because you did a series of articles about him earlier in the year when Obamacare was on the table, and he said he's not going to run for reelection, and he made that announcement the day after we saw Judge Roy Moore defeat the GOP establishment candidate with $32 million behind him. He defeated him, and so Bob Corker said, well, that's it, I'm out. Your comments.
Well, I think we had the whole series of articles showing that Corker was one of the major forces wanting to get rid of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, the two mortgage giants that are responsible for really middle-income housing in the United States.
Yes.
Without them, we wouldn't have a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage, which most people depend on for getting their first home. Corker, we also exposed, had a series of very shaky deals with big banks, including Bank of America. He had shorted Fannie and Freddie Mae stock. We caught him doing that. And our articles, I think, really embarrassed Corker, who was staying in Congress to try to get a law that would hand over the mortgage industry, close Fannie and Freddie down, which he's wanted to do for years, and hand it over to the big banks, his friends like Bank of America and, you know, all the other major banks that want to basically make the nation into a nation of renters. Fixed rate mortgages would be largely gone, or certainly too expensive for the average person to afford. So, you know, this is when he couldn't get his dream, because this year there's going to be no legislation changing Fannie and Freddie, putting them out of business. And I think the net worth sweep is going to end in the end of this year, and that we're going to have to figure out ways to recapitalize Fannie and Freddie, which they can do if they're just allowed to keep their earnings. But this is a major defeat for Corker, and he knew we were going to be all over him for fraud and other bank dealings if he did run for reelection. I was going to be constantly hounding him with all of his past shady deals. He's one of the most crooked congressmen, I believe, in the Senate.
He's done a great job of research and great job of hounding him, and I wanted you to take a victory lap on that, because I think you had a lot to do with this. And as you just pointed out, you would be hounding him with the truth. You mentioned something there that I hadn't heard before. You said you think that the net asset sweep out of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac is going to end at the end of the year. Is that going to expire, or are they going to not appeal the ruling by the judge in the lawsuit from Congress?
Well, it's all right now. Mel Watt, who is the basically the conservator, he's heading the Federal Home Loan Agency that's basically overseeing Fannie and Freddie, has the authority to say he wants to retain earnings and stop the net worth sweep. Now, the Secretary of Treasury, Munchen has constantly said he wanted this net worth sweep to continue through the year. But from what I'm hearing in Washington, including this last week, the pressure is building to stop the net worth sweep and to allow Fannie and Freddie to recapitalize. So I'm told very possibly that the fourth quarter could be the end of the net worth sweep. It was just paid at the end of the third quarter, but Fannie and Freddie need to start retaining their earnings. And the plan in Congress to close Fannie and Freddie, I think, seems largely dead. And again, as InfoWars reporting that really led the charge, showing how the Obama administration had stolen money out of Fannie and Freddie with this net worth sweep to pay the Obamacare insurance subsidies that kept Obamacare going after the House refused to fund any money for the subsidies to be paid. In fact, all President Trump has to do to end Obamacare is to say he's not going to continue paying the insurance subsidies.
Now, out of the Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac profits, he's just taking those profits. It wasn't allocated by the Congress, and so Obama did it by an executive order. Congress sued him. They won in the courts because clearly, as the judge said, they're the ones who have to pass the laws to appropriate funds, and we could have the Attorney General just stop that appeal. But it looks like they're going to quietly take that out. But you've done a great job of doing that. And of course, Dr. Jerome Corsi is our senior staff writer at the Washington, in Washington, D.C. And we're going to be talking to him when we come back about the research that he has done about the new political slush fund, the Obama Foundation, kind of mirrors the Clinton Foundation. Something to be concerned about. We'll be right back.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day
InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Dr. Jerome Corsi. He's the head of InfoWars Washington, D.C. Bureau, and he's done some amazing, groundbreaking research on a number of issues exposing things that are going on in Washington. And we were just talking about a couple of those. He exposed the unconstitutional, unlawful funding of Obamacare by Barack Obama by stealing Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac's the money that was supposed to go to investors. He called it a net asset sweep. And that was found to be unconstitutional, unlawful by a court. It was Dr. Corsi's exposing of that that is now we've seen some information coming out of the White House referring to stopping that funding. And now Dr. Corsi just said in the last segment we were talking to him that it looks like that may be quietly ended at the end of this year. Of course, the attorney general could have stopped it by just stopping the appeal of that judge's decision, saying that it was unconstitutional and unlawful. But he's also run a series talking about the corruption of Senator Bob Corker, who has now just announced that he's not going to be running for re-election. I think that had a lot to do with it. So we're going to talk to him about his newest series where he's exposing the new Obama Foundation. Will the Trump administration hold the Obama Foundation accountable to the law? That is the question. So Dr. Corsi is going to explain that and break that down to us real quickly. Before we go back to Dr. Corsi, I just want to remind you of a couple of sales that we have. We have BrainForce, 50% off, the deepest discount we've ever had on BrainForce at InfoWarsStore.com. Also, we have the Alexa Pure Pro water filter and the Alexa Pure Breeze air filter. Both of those are 20% off. We have InfoWars Life Secret 12, that's our vitamin B12 formulation. That's 40% off. And at checkout, you can get 20% off InfoWars Wake Up America coffee. Either blend, Patriot blend or immune support blend, just enter the code WAKEUP and you can get Wake Up America coffee 20% off at checkout when you enter that code WAKEUP. Dr. Corsi, tell us about your latest series on the Obama Foundation, because you'd started this series and of course we had all this news about the shooting, and it kind of got a backseat to every bit of news, kind of got a backseat to the shooting that happened in Vegas. But break this down. You've had a series of three articles going in depth into this new ploy that we have here by the political left that's going to be centered around, very similar to the power that the Clinton Foundation had. But tell us about your research on the Obama Foundation.
Well, the Barack Obama Foundation was set up very much like the Clinton Foundation was set up. It's a vehicle where Obama believes he can raise millions and millions of dollars. But it's the problem is they're following the same shady path. It was set up. The foundation was created for the presidential library. It's going to go up in Hyde Park, Illinois. And suddenly Barack Obama, on his own authority, without any IRS determination letter or approval, has decided that he can, for instance, bring in a program from the White House, my brother's keeper, and raise money for it on a tax-deferred basis. Now, that's completely without IRS approval, and it completely violates the laws. He's also got a very small
kind of like his funding of Obamacare, right? He doesn't care about the laws, right? Yeah.
The same with the foundation. They don't care about the laws. And you know, I'm still very disappointed that our attorney general, who I've had great respect for over the years, Jeff Sessions, is not actively investigating both the Clinton Foundation and the Obama Foundation. Because if you can really violate charity laws, get a small accounting firm that's been under professional rebukes for its sloppiness in the past, and have it certify that this is a foundation that deserves tax-exempt status on Barack Obama's own authority without following the laws of the IRS, And the Trump administration doesn't hold Obama to do this, we're going to have the same kind of scam, the same kind of pay-to-play, the same kind of influence peddling, the same kind of inurement using the foundation for personal wealth that we saw with the Clintons. And this is
we've got to nip this in the bud as it's getting started, because once these things get established, it becomes ever more difficult to get control of them. And if we don't have, even with the Trump administration, even with, a Republican attorney general, if they won't go after these people that are trying to politically assassinate them, clearly they're trying to overthrow the election. They're doing everything they can to take out President Trump, still pushing this phony Russian narrative, loading up this investigation with Mueller and his Democrat crony friends and everything. If they won't defend themselves against these people, I mean, they might be taken out of office, but certainly we're going to be straddled with something like the Clinton Foundation, only maybe much larger.
We're setting a precedent here for every Democratic president. And who knows which of the Democratic congressmen leaving office are going to set up their own foundations. This foundation scam is a new way for Democrats to bilk the American public and worldwide, institutions, corporations. Other Bill Gates Foundation has illegally given to the Clinton Foundation. They should be held responsible for that. There are laws against it in terms of, not following the rules of getting IRS approval, doing accurate accounting. The Clinton Foundation is nothing but a vast criminal conspiracy. And I see the Obama Foundation's going down the same path.
And it's amazing how much has come out about the Clinton Foundation. You're talking about it being a vast criminal conspiracy. It is. And there's been a lot of research done by you, done by others. It's very clearly documented. And the fact that the Trump administration and Attorney General Sessions would not do anything about that and then would allow something else to, like this Obama Foundation, to basically in parallel recreate all that is absolutely amazing. It's just absolutely amazing that they won't do anything, even to save their own political lives.
And it starts out, both of them, that they're going to create a presidential library. Well, presidential library that Bill Clinton has, has a garden on the top of it. It's got a residence for him and his wife when they are in Little Rock. It violated many of the regulations with regards to the archives and how you're supposed to really allocate space and do the accounting to be able to take tax deductions for the presidential archives. And I see the Obama administration is going to be the same kind of travesty. He's going to build some kind of a library or other that, will be a monument to themselves, maybe with living quarters in it, who knows, and then raise money for all these other purposes that he self-appoints the Obama Foundation to do. And that's completely in violation of all the charitable laws on the books, both federal and state. And nobody holds either the Clintons or the Obamas accountable.
You're talking about that big library they have with the Clinton Foundation. Of course, they're proud of the fact that they're going to spend $500 million on this Obama library in Chicago. And they're talking about the fact that Michelle said, I want to have a slope there so kids will have a place where they can go sledding. And it's like, it is really literally the slippery slope. I think that is going to be the best visual that we have there. When we're looking at the corruption, too, and, of course, the vast amount of money that the Clintons would make giving speeches after Bill Clinton left the presidency, we're seeing Obama get paid even more money. We had H.L. Mencken say, an election is an advanced auction of stolen goods. Well, it looks like they've got another angle on this, and they can have a, quid pro quo, a pay to play or whatever, and they can take the money after they retire, because that's clearly what's happening with these speeches. And yet they get all this taxpayer money for protection, for travel, for their office expenses. It's unbelievable how these people are stealing. It's open crime that's being committed, and nothing is being done about it.
Right. I mean, you're going to start to see Obama charge, over $500,000 for a speech. That's clearly some kind of a payoff. I mean, no speech is worth $500,000. I mean, you speak for 40 minutes and you get paid $500,000. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, we never see these transcripts, these words of wisdom that are so valuable, they never see the light of day. Because it would be a joke if people looked at this and said he got paid $500,000 for that. They never publish the transcripts.
When WikiLeaks leaked the Goldman Sachs speeches that Hillary you know, got paid like $250,000 each speech. They were very detrimental to her campaign because it showed the Democrats, which are in the back pocket of Wall Street. People forget today how Democratic Wall Street has become and how globalist, and the globalist Obamas and Clintons are going to be able to cash in with their foundations, with both grants and with speaking opportunities. But again, it's not going to be by the law. The law requires IRS approval. The IRS has become politicized under Obama. The Trump administration has done nothing to fire people within the IRS who were responsible for the Tea Party scandal, not granting tax-deferred status to Tea Party groups. Yet, you know, the Barack Obama Foundation is going to be allowed to run like the Clinton Foundation without adequate accounting, without adequate IRS supervision, and not following the laws.
Well, you've done great research, Dr. Jerome Corsi, and again, he is InfoWars Washington, D.C. News Bureau Chief, and he has exposed in a series of articles the groundbreaking illegal funding of Obamacare, also the corruption of a senator who is now not running for re-election. Let's hope that the same thing happens with the exposure of the Obama Foundation, this new monster in the cage.